At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sports news, when it happens, you're on the Fan. News, when it happens, you're on the Fan.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute... This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus. Windows and doors that go beyond.
All right, here we go. Draft night. The countdown has begun. Rothman and Ice, Anthony Rothman, Matty Ice Hayes, and CB. Boys, how we feeling? See, I'm almost at the point now where we're playing it too much because we're going to hear it so much tonight. Well,
there's no such thing as playing that too much
there
because after tonight, AR, it's really over. Then we won't hear.
Well, it goes into the weekend.
No such thing as playing that too much
there
because after tonight, AR, it's really over. Then we won't hear.
Well, it goes into the weekend,
no,
right?
I'm saying,
ticker.
I don't know how many of us are really watching rounds 2 through 7. You know, CB's raising his hand because his team's picking in the second round. That's why he's going to watch. That's their first pick tomorrow.
Maybe. But yeah, I'll be trading up.
You could never play that enough. We have finally arrived. This is a national holiday for me. I love the first round of the NFL draft. And we have finally arrived. This is a national holiday for me. I love the first round of the NFL draft. And the Bears are officially on the clock.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You said it's a national holiday, and it's something that you love, and I get it. A lot of people do. A lot of people like it even better than actual games or sporting events. Is there a sporting event, like a major sporting event, that you would rank below this?
Wow.
Now, I understand. It's if you don't like golf, you don't like sporting event, like a major sporting event that you would rank below this.
Wow.
Now, I understand. It's if you don't like golf, you don't like tennis, you don't like this.
Yeah.
I understand why you wouldn't rank them higher. I guarantee you'd put the NFL draft over the Indy 500, right? If you're not into auto racing.
Yeah.
So I get, but I'm just wondering where it kind of ranks for you.
For the things that I have a real passion about. So, like, obviously the Super Bowl, NFL playoffs, NBA playoffs, NBA finals. I am a big majors golf guy. And that's where I think the debate would begin for me. Like, outside of the Masters, would I slot the NFL draft over the U.S. Open or PGA Championship? Probably.
Yeah.
And I love majors golf guy. And that's where I think the debate would begin for me. Like, outside of the Masters, would I slot the NFL draft over the U.S. Open or PGA Championship? Probably.
Yeah.
And I love watching the majors Thursday through Sunday. So I'll probably go Super Bowl, NFL playoffs, college football playoffs, and then NBA finals, and then probably the NFL draft.
What's the Super Bowl of wrestling for you?
Oh, so that's WrestleMania.
All right, so would you watch WrestleMania instead of the draft? If you could only watch one.
Yeah.
Tonight's first round or WrestleMania?
So if you woke me up today and I hadn't watched WrestleMania 40, this past WrestleMania with The Rock and everybody coming back,
that's a big one.
I could either pick tonight to watch WrestleMania 40 that I haven't seen or watch the first round of the NFL draft.
With a 40.
I am going to...
Thank you.
I'm going to go with the NFL draft over WrestleMania.
Okay.
And you know how much I love wrestling.
Yeah, though, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to pick something... And if it was for me, I don't know where I would slot it. I mean, I'm certainly not watching the NFL draft over the Masters. I'm not watching it over the Super Bowl. I'm not watching it over
CFP.
I guess it depends who's for me, the games matter more than this. I'd have to get pretty down low before I pick the draft over a meaningful game or event. I'm not watching it over now. If you told me, hey, some indiscriminate game within a series, hey, you get to miss game three of the World Series to watch this, I might say, all right, yeah, because I'm going to get the other games. What if it's a meaningful game, like if it's a game seven, forget it. There's no game seven in baseball, NBA, NHL I would watch the draft over.
What about the Puppy Bowl? As a dog lover,
I would watch the NFL draft over the Puppy Bowl.
I didn't know.
Get enough.
I know you love dogs more than humans.
We can have that. Last I checked, that doesn't need to be watched live.
Fair enough.
Like, I think you could get a kick out of that if you just throw it on the DVR. But anyway, I was just trying to see where it kind of ranked for you, because I know it probably ranks even a little higher for you than me. It's very interesting. I was, Chops is on the way out. I said, well, did you get the draft all figured out? You know where everybody's going? Like, yeah, we got it all figured out, right?
Nobody does.
What we do know is that Caleb Williams is going number one.
That's all we know.
That's really what we do.
Well, and I feel pretty good about number two. That's done as well.
Who is number two going to work for, man?
That's Jane Daniels.
Yeah.
Jane Daniels going to Washington, I think, is, you could take that out of the oven and serve that up right now.
It's weird because those kind of swapped, right, a little bit. Like, Jaden was below Drake May for a while, like a month and a half ago, and then as things got considered, ultimately, I think you're right. It's Daniels, 6'4", 210, great athlete, can run. May's a little more of a project that we know has a high ceiling, but we just don't think he's bumped his head on it yet. And so let's go with Drake May at three. Now, the Patriots are one of those teams where everyone's saying can't support that. Like, they can't support it. But here's the deal. Everyone is saying the same thing. Drake May is not starting day one anyway. He's waiting. He's getting coached. We're not going to throw him out there and stunt his growth. So maybe the Patriots are like, hey, as long as we got the guy, we're okay. Because I thought that was a pivot point for a while. I did. Three. But now I think they're going to make the pick.
Yeah, and there was reports coming out of New England today there's some momentum behind Drake May going to New England. So, that could be the case, and you mentioned, maybe he needs to sit down for a little bit of time, maybe all of next year. They do have Jacoby Brissett, who's a guy that can get you through and, shepherd you through a season. We just did that a couple years ago up in Cleveland, but that's where I think the interest starts to pop off for me, is that third overall pick, and I can't wait to get it going, because I love seeing Roger Goodell get booed right out of the gate. Like, that's always a fun thing for me, Roger getting booed. He deserves it as the commissioner.
They all do.
They really do.
I don't know anybody that gets a resounding cheer. He gets more of the boos than normal.
Some of the icons that'll come out in Detroit. Do you start the show with Barry Sanders? Do you start the show with Eminem tonight? I think you have to, right?
See, it's weird.
Somebody from Detroit's got to start this, to kick this thing off.
Yeah, it's all a blur. I don't remember, like, in past years who've done it in certain places, but
we need Eminem to do Lose Yourself before we get to pick number one.
Is he booked for this event?
No, I don't know. Just me trying to book it for them.
If you were Eminem, would you have to get paid to do it?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
You don't crack the mic without doing anything.
Right.
For some cash if you're Eminem at this
point. Well, unless you're doing the Super Bowl and then you pay them.
I guess you're right.
Because of the audience.
I guess you're right.
When is this thing? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock kick.
So how much time before the clock starts?
Oh, so I think we'll get one commercial break in, whether you're watching ESPN or NFL Network, and I think they actually blend the broadcast now. I'll be watching Rich Eisen and Daniel Jeremiah on the NFL Network. So I think we get one commercial break. Raj will come out, say the Bears are officially on the clock. They'll waste all of our time using all of their 10 minutes to make a pick we all know that they're making, and then we'll be off and running.
So we're thinking the Bears will be officially on the clock at what time? Like 8, 10? Something like that?
Usually commercial breaks are about 4 minutes on TV, I believe.
How many?
So how many? That sounds about right.
So how long do you guys anticipate the first round going?
Oh.
What time will the Kansas City Chiefs make that pick?
I'm pretty sure it approached to midnight last year.
Yeah, I was going
to
say 11:30 at the earliest.
Okay.
CB's probably right. I'm a hair low on that. What do you think?
I think it'll be, if the over-under is midnight, I'll take the under. I think we'll get 32 picks in before midnight, but who in the world knows, man? Like you said, you don't want them to take the whole 10 minutes. Let's go.
Well, it's just the Bears, honestly. That's the only team. Everybody else, you can use your 10 minutes, but the Bears, what are we doing tonight?
We're making it a 10-minute Chi-Town commercial is what they're going to try to make it. Yeah. No, I think you bring up a good point on as far as, you know, who they might have come out there to launch this thing Detroit City style.
I've just been seeing Eminem everywhere the last couple of days on the NFL Network doing stuff with Roger Goodell. So he may not perform live. There may be a little intro that he does for the networks, ESPN and NFL Network, but I don't know if we get a live performance out of him. You know, they start doing weird stuff into the weekend. You know, weird stuff with all these different people making picks, super fans, you know, wonderful members of the military at different spots making picks. That stuff's pretty cool, but some of that stuff gets a little strange when we get to rounds two and round three and beyond that.
So next year, I believe, Green Bay. Is that right?
Oh, I don't know.
Well,
is that where we're at?
Yeah, because Whiskey Paul had texted me the other day and said that he was asked to kind of maybe get on a situation where...
Take the show up there?
Yeah.
Rock out with Whiskey Paul?
Well, no, he's going to be on the security team or something.
Oh, even better.
Green Bay?
Oh, I was just giving a thumbs up to going there. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it looks like it is Green Bay. Future draft, Green Bay. That's it. We have nothing beyond that for 26-27.
Where would they do it in Green Bay? At Lambeau?
I don't know.
Where they would do the NFL draft.
I'll text him, find out. Yeah.
Next year. I'm just hoping we get some type of scandal again. Whether it's, you know, CeeDee Lamb yanking his other phone from his girl or Laramie Tunsil with a gas mask. We need something to spice it up.
I don't think so. I mean, a lot of that was because of the remote draft, that it was all home and weird stuff. And right. Because CeeDee Lamb's was certainly.
Well, the Laramie Tunsil thing wasn't at home, but that was just crazy that bomb dropped on him. Right. But somebody had some nasty stuff. And that obviously is what it was. But somebody had real beef with Laramie Tunsil for that to drop when it did drop.
Yes, I'm sure. Yeah, but he still was the one that did it.
Well, yeah, so. I know that. I'm just saying, like, the timing of that coming out was insane to me.
I agree.
It's an unforgettable moment. And then CeeDee Lamb's got his other girls texting him on his other phone, and his girl saw it, and he had to yank that phone out of there.
Yeah. What was worse? Thinking you're going top five and having a gas mask bong video show up on the NFL draft? Or my team actually missing their pick?
Oh, missing the pick by far. What year was that?
Early 2000s, I think.
Just couldn't get it in time.
I can't remember the year. There was so much dysfunction, it kind of like blends. So there may have been more. I think it was 03 or 04.
Oh, man. Yeah. And by the way,
it didn't happen with just any pick. It happened with like the 7th pick overall.
Yeah, what are we
like
doing?
That's, okay, if it was the 170th pick and something weird happened.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even excuse that. Mm-hmm. It's the NFL draft. We're paying you a lot of money to get this right. How do you miss your pick?
Yeah, that's awful.
Unless somebody, like, you handed it to somebody, they lost the card, they tripped on the way up the stairs, like something.
Somebody needed to be fired for that. A lot of people needed to be fired for that.
They were trying to trade down. You know, when you're on that phone late in that final minute, that's a mistake. Think of, you've done a lot of fantasy drafts in your life.
Yeah.
And I've had my board, and I know who I'm taking. And then what happens? Somebody right before you takes the guy you want.
There is a high level of panic that sets in.
Damn, I was going to. Now what do I do? And you hear, and by the way, on Yahoo or whatever, you get to 10 seconds, you hear that dink, dink.
Oh, yeah.
Dink, dink.
Anxiety.
And then it's like, who's in my queue? I don't have anybody in my queue. It's going to auto pick.
And then it's an auto pick. You're like, I hate this guy. And he's not going to do anything for me, so I'm.
Did you have an auto pick this year?
I don't think I did.
Or last year, there was some time I remember you and I were talking. I thought maybe it got close.
Oh, I think it was 2 years ago. Yeah. I did have an auto pick. I actually think the pick worked out well for me. But that, that was a moment where I kicked some stuff around the house after I made the pick. I'm hoping that we don't get the guy that is waiting around that was projected to be a first round pick that doesn't go in the first.
The slider,
round. And when the camera keeps going back to him. And he's sitting there with his family, maybe his girl, his friends, and he's just acting like he's on the phone, fake texting people, but he really feels like one of those kids in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, where you just feel so small because the world is watching you and you're not going in the first round. That I always feel terrible for that guy, and I'm hoping we don't get it tonight. Maybe Bo Nix. I don't know.
Will he be there?
I don't know.
See, that's the question. Who's going to take the chance? Because the weird part is, I'll look that up and see if he's going, if we can find out. But you're right. The way out of that is, no, I'm just going to be home with my family. But if you've agreed to have the TV camera in the house, like you either have to be in or out. I'm just beating my family. I don't want any TV cameras.
I don't even know if Bo Nix is going to be at the first round. I think there was a report out there that it's just Jaden, Caleb, and Drake May, I believe, tonight. What's up, CB?
I do have a full list if you want it at some point.
Hit us with it after the break. Just let me know some of the big names that are going to be there tonight.
And J.J. McCarthy is going to, he's supposed to be the riser, not the slider. And he's got his eyes on a certain team. You'll hear it next, Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Three dudes who'll make you feel like the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah, we aren't swaggled, you good.
Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every goal, every game, every point, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a game-winning goal in the final seconds of OT or a shot on goal in the first period.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Listening to Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus. Windows and doors that go beyond.
You know, I was going back. It is 0-3 where the Vikings missed the pick. They did blame the league that they had called in the trade, I think, with your Ravens. And the coach was Mike Tice, and he was so ticked off. And now, the draft rules say that if a team passes on their pick, they can make that selection whenever they want. But Jacksonville, I guess, rushed ahead, made their pick right away, got Byron Leftwich, I think the player that your team, that the Ravens were targeting. And Carolina then raced up again before Minnesota could figure out and scramble what they were doing. And they grabbed a tackle. And then it looks like, and we wound up getting Kevin Williams, which actually was one of the better interior linemen.
There you go.
So it in a weird way, it actually worked out. But it was one of the most confusing moments in the history. And then I think they did it in back-to-back years. Like, I had to go and see what happened in
Wait, you blew it again?
Yeah. I think, we were sitting there in 0-2 and we were targeting somebody, and the Cowboys were on the clock.
That's
and,
inexcusable. Come on, man.
For Viking fan, it's just kind of par for the course there.
Yeah. Hey, but maybe it'll be an exciting night for you tonight. You know, could be some action from your team tonight.
The Cowboys and Chiefs were able to agree to trade terms. KC picked somebody else, leaving the Vikings just kind of hanging out there. Minnesota had to withdraw their draft card and file a different name. Like, I'm telling you, man, you can't make. And then I did actually go back and look at the story, and it said, so there was a Rob Brzezinski, who was the Vikings vice president of football ops at the time, said, we had called in the trade. We thought it was done. We're all sitting there in the draft room just watching on TV, and then all hell broke loose.
We need to hear the league side of this, too. If your team is blaming the league for getting the pick in, making the call, what the hell happened on the other side?
Mm-hmm.
Who didn't get the card up to the commissioner or however it was working back in 2003? Now, that's the other part of the story we need.
That's right. It was 20-plus years ago.
Sounds like your team did what they were supposed to do, so maybe I need to cool off on them a little bit.
Yeah, I it sounds like that we
did your part.
Did our part. Yeah. And then the league had to then put in all sorts of stop gaps to make sure something like that wouldn't happen again. But I don't know whether you trusted a person, you trusted technology or whatever.
Yeah.
But that happened. Now, you were saying that Bo Nix is not going, CB. He won't be in the green room.
Yeah, I have a complete list if you'd like of specific positions if you'd like.
Who are the quarterbacks that will be there?
Yeah, so we have three quarterbacks attending the draft. You will have Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May.
Okay.
Well, they're all guaranteed. So McCarthy is not?
He is not. Okay. Correct.
And it could be for any reason. Maybe it's intel that they got that JJ's going to the first round, but the other two, there's some people that think Penix and Nix could float out of the first round, or maybe it's what you mentioned. These guys like being around their family and their friends and, you know, wanting to spend that time with people that, you know, you love in your hometown or whatever it may be. And you said it right. They can ship the cameras to you. We'll get you on national TV. My question is, when they do that, all the hats, do they send you all the hats from the league to your house when you're picked? I wonder how that works.
All 32, yeah.
They have to,
feels
right?
Like it.
Yeah, they got to send you all 32 hats.
Now, what you miss, which you'll never get back again, which may be okay for these guys,
is hugging Roger Goodell.
Is the walk.
And the hug. Because that's
Mac Jones' dad walk from the beach. By the way, it was such a long walk.
Yeah, that was long tunnel that year. I don't remember, what was that, 2021, I think, was when I don't remember what city that was in, but you're right. The walk was way too long. And now we got this Roger Goodell thing where dudes are doing handshakes with him, lifting him up, and doing all this crazy stuff.
Hey, man, crack the spine a little bit. Maybe Raj needs a little adjustment.
He is kind of an OG. You're
perfect.
Right.
Give me a little chiropractic treatment. Man. At the
you know where that was, right?
What's that, CB?
What you know city? The location of that, right?
No, that's what I was curious. What city was that?
It was Cleveland.
It was the land, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he had that walk with the arms kind of flapping and whatever.
Yeah, like, it was funky. It was goofy.
It wasn't great.
It was goofy.
By the way, what was the year where they would... Was that the same year where they'd go out and then there was like this mirror
with
and
the
they
hats.
Could adjust the hat, but it was like a mirror cam or
actually
something?
Like that. I did like that.
That wasn't bad.
But the walk was way too long in the land. Maybe they was walking through the muni lot. Who knows?
J.J. McCarthy is the guy. You and I at 2 o'clock, we'll go through, I think we're going to do a baker's dozen. We'll do the top 13 because that include the Raiders, presumably, if they stay there. And we'll try to pick and really see, we'll grade ourselves, see if we can get any of these right. But I think JJ, there's just too much smoke. He has to go in the first 11 picks. We know that. I would bet big money on that. The question is he going to go in the top five? Well, if he goes in the top five, that means that some team's coming to get him, right? I mean, because the Chargers aren't taking him at five. So if he goes in the top five, some team's coming to get him. And I do think we have the sound. This is JJ talking about one team.
Yeah, he was on the Rich Eisen show, and Rich asked him if he had an idea of where he's going.
Where you're going? Any idea?
I mean, I have somewhat of an idea. You know, New York Giants, I've spent the most time with. You know, they're a phenomenal staff. Love Coach Dable. Love, you know, Mr. Shane. Love Coach Tierney. Coach Kafka, Chicago guy. Just being able to go in there, pretty much know, like, most of the install because Coach Dable came from Alabama and Coach Gaddis came to Michigan from Alabama. So it's similar formations, motions, plays, all that stuff. So being able to get that install in has been great. You know, I met with them twice. It's been amazing.
Is he just talking it up? It sounds like it's legit. That sounds genuine to me that he'd like to go to New York.
Yeah.
Like, because most of these guys, when they're asked, because they can play it both ways. Like if Rich Eisen asks you, hey, you have any idea where you'd go? That's your chance to say wherever you'd like to go. And so the Giants, and I've thought about this all morning, about if the Chargers want to trade and they do want the top offensive lineman, then the team to trade with is not the Vikings. It's probably the Giants because you're going to just slide one spot. Giants come up and get McCarthy at five. You drop to six and get the guy you would have gotten anyway.
I wonder also if the Giants could go the other way and go up, potentially, if they really covered maybe Drake May. If it isn't J.J. McCarthy, could they go north and spend draft capital there?
To get to three.
That could be a dicey conversation. Like, I wonder what that's been like for, you know, the GM and the head scouts or whatever, however that works, going to ownership and saying, we're going to double down on the quarterback position after we just paid Daniel Jones. Like that's got to be a tough pill to swallow for ownership after the big money that they gave him. But when you think you can find a guy at the most important position, you're going to do it. The Giants are kind of a spooky landing spot for me for a rookie quarterback because they don't really have a lot of good offensive playmakers right now. You just lost Saquon. You just lost Darren Waller. And we just saw kind of how that can go with a guy like Justin Fields, where you don't have good structure for a rookie quarterback. Sometimes that can stunt the growth of a young guy. Not to say they can't come out on the other side, but it can be a real uphill climb for them. So the Giants are that kind of, they're that fascinating team tonight, whether or not they stay or whether or not they even take a quarterback or maybe they trade out and let somebody else come up to go there at six. What's up, CB?
Yeah, I was just going to add to this because we are talking about the Giants. I did see Bleacher Report's Jordan Schultz put out that the Giants have been trying to trade up to three with the Patriots. The belief is that they want Drake May. The Patriots don't seem like they want to move off the pick, but they are listening to calls.
Yeah.
Well, the good news for them is that they don't have any more guaranteed money after this year to Daniel Jones.
Okay.
And if he has a decent year, you're going to pay him 40-some-odd million? Like, you're going to pay him
again? They
already
did that. And he's coming off an ACL injury, too.
You could trade him. They'd have to be willing to pay a large chunk of his salary, like the Jets did with Zach Wilson with the Bronx.
Good luck trading Daniel Jones right now, you know?
Well, yeah. Well, like I said, they'd have to pick up the...
A big chunk of the money.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll come back. We'll ask Ian Cummings of Pro Football Network what he thinks. Try to zero in on the top 10. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
If you consider yourself a Buckeye fan, you've come to the right place.
This is your Heritage Sports Talker and home of Ohio State Athletics, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every goal, every game, every point, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a game-winning goal in the final seconds of OT or a shot on goal in the first period.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Anthony's tennis shorts were so tight, they had to pixelate his crotch. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
All right, a lot of moving and shaking. Tonight's the draft. How predictable will it be? Who knows? Ian Cummings, NFL draft analyst to Pro Football Network at PFN365, is with us now on the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems Fangest Hotline. Ian, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me. We are right there. It's crazy how quickly it's kind of come up. You know, this whole cycle, a lot of speculation, and now we're at the day, we're at the home stretch, and this is one of the more unpredictable drafts that I've seen coming into it. I think the Bears, we pretty much know what they're going to do at number one, but after that, anything is on the table. So very excited to be here on the precipice. I'm very excited to be talking about it with you guys.
Do you feel like, listen, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, it feels like, you know, those three are, you can kind of slot them anywhere you want. But if it's Drake May versus J.J. McCarthy, who should be more coveted?
I would say Drake May should be, you know, and again, I can see the appeal with both of them. I think they're both young, talented quarterbacks who, if you're a team looking for projection, right, projecting what they can become in the right supporting structure, they can both be solid starters. But to me, the upside with May is unmatched in the class. I think the athleticism, the arm talent that he provides at his size, and then the flashes of anticipation and processing and DB manipulation that he's shown in his career, and then also the multitasking, you know, managing spacing inside the pocket while also managing the middle of the field as a thrower, those things are very impressive with him. So some of the younger QB flaws like mechanics, footwork, you know, I can weather through that. I can help him improve that, because I think a lot of the high IQ, high talent QBing traits that you want to see, Drake May has those. I think J.J. McCarthy has good talent. He's got a great arm for sure. He's a good athlete, good change of direction, but the processing can run hot and cold a little bit at times, and I don't think he has quite the degree of talent that May does to lean on in adverse situations. So it's close, but you know, Drake May to me is one of my highest graded QB prospects ever.
Ian, are you one of those people just sticking with Drake May that believes he needs to sit, maybe not for the entirety of his rookie season, but maybe for the first handful of games, or do you think he can hit the ground running?
I think, you know, you can be flexible with it, right? You know, every rookie QB picks up things at a different pace. So you want to take it by ear. You want to play it by ear and kind of see what's going on. Ideally, you have a bridge QB to take the reins early on if you need it. But I don't think Drake May needs to take a break right away. I think Drake May, you know, has some flaws mechanically. I think his base width can be a little inconsistent. Sometimes when it's too narrow, that can tug his shoulders off their proper alignment, and that can cause some of those high and low misses that we see on tape, right? So I think mechanically he can stand to improve, but I think he has the creation ability and off-platform ability to withstand adversity early on, and I think he's a good processor as well. I think he can manage the pocket, operate on schedule, right? So I don't think he needs to sit. I think you play it by ear. If it's still, you know, taking a little bit more time to get the rhythm and the timing of the offense down, maybe that's when you decide you don't want to throw him into the fire right away. But you play it by ear. You be flexible. Ultimately, I do think at some point, and we've seen it with a lot of young QBs, right? You know, maybe they don't start the first three or four games, but eventually when they're ready, right, at the time of their choosing, they can be inserted in, and usually that's the way to go. So I think you'd be flexible with it. You'd be open to sitting him if you need to, but I don't think he needs to inherently as a prospect.
So the Giants are the funny team, right? They're sitting there at six. They paid a quarterback. Daniel Jones doesn't have any more guaranteed money after this year. I think they got locked too, if I'm not mistaken. And it feels like this could be a real mess if they decide to go up one spot, or let's say the Chargers actually make the pick and the Giants are sitting there and they take a quarterback, whether it's J.J. McCarthy or if May slides. Now all of a sudden you're sitting there with a roster of what? Daniel Jones, Drew Locke, and let's, for this sake of argument, J.J. McCarthy. How does that sound to you? Like a mess?
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, you only have a limited amount of practice reps that you can give to guys, right? And if you have a rookie QB inserted with Daniel Jones, who clearly feels like a lame duck with this offensive structure and with the coach and the GM, right? But then also Drew Locke, who's probably brought in to, you know, kind of get the heels a little bit hotter for Jones and provide some competition. Adding a rookie QB, right? Like, I get the initiative to want to restart for New York, but it's kind of, they kind of put themselves in the situation by paying him a little too hastily, right? You know, so I think if you designate him as a post June 1 cut next offseason in 2025, you got $30 million in savings with just $11 million dead cap. So that's the way to go, but there's a long way to go before you get to that point. So do you want to insert a rookie QB in this kind of situation? I think that could be detrimental to their development as well, because they're not getting as many reps. They're not getting as much, you know, pure focus, and it's a little clustered in there too. So, you know, I don't know. I think of those quarterbacks, if May were to fall, I think that's the one that they would probably prefer a little more, just because he's a little closer to the Josh Allen mold that Brian Daboll, you know, kind of endeared himself to in Buffalo, right? But if I'm New York, and it's a difficult situation to be in, because if you're Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, you probably don't have a ton of time, right? Like, the seat is getting a little hotter. So if you ride out the 2024 season just with Daniel Jones, that might run you into the ground. So it's a tough position to be in. And unfortunately, this is the position that we've seen, the tug of war battle that we've seen with some teams in the past, where this can end regimes. If you get caught between a lame duck QB and the need to produce, that might rush a rookie QB into an unsavory situation. So they're one of those teams, you really don't know what they're going to do, but it's just not an optimal situation to be in.
Ian, what position group do you think will have the most guys selected tonight in round one?
Position group. I'm going to cheat and say offensive line, because I'll throw offensive tackles and interior offensive linemen in that bucket. I think that, you know, those two positions are very strong in this class, and we've seen it from the very beginning. But a tackle, you've got Joe Alt, Olufoshinu, Taliesin Kuaga, J.C. Latham, Troy Fitzanu, Amarius Mims, Tyler Guyton even, and then you have other guys like Jordan Morgan, Patrick Paul, who could sneak in around one as well. So right there, you've got seven or eight names, and then you go to the interior offensive line, you've got Graham Barton, right? You've got Jackson Powers-Johnson, who could maybe sneak in around one. We know medicals are an issue with him, but then Zach Frazier is kind of a sneaky round one guy potentially. I think he's more of a day two guy, but if a team really likes him at center, they could pick him late, you know, 29, 30, 31, 32. So I think offensive line, tackle and interior combined, we could see 8 or 9 or even 10 guys selected in the first round. Wide receiver, I would say, is the second likely, but to me, the depth of talent at the top of the board at the offensive line position is unmatched.
All right, so let me ask you one more question about the Chargers at 5, because it feels like that's the spot. They have their quarterback. They might choose a weapon. They'd have a pretty good shot at the second best weapon if Arizona takes Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4. Or they could do what Harbaugh likes to do and load up that offensive line, take their guy, or trade back. Of those three options, what will the Chargers do in your opinion? What should they do?
I think they should trade back. You know, the question, the problem with that is that it's not really in their hands, right? You know, I think the Vikings make the most sense as a trade back candidate if you want trade back. But if I'm the Vikings with 11 and 23 and next year's first, I'm trying to package those to get to 3 or 4 if I can. You know, I think they're going to try and be as aggressive as they can be with their positioning. So with the Chargers, the key component is who's willing to trade with you to number 5. Is there anyone left worth trading up to for number 5? So if JJ falls, like, I could see that being the case. But for the Chargers, because they have so many needs across the roster, right? Wide receiver, they can improve. Tight end, offensive tackle, defensive tackle. They could use some edge depth as well with the veterans in that room. Linebacker, corner, right? You know, even center. Corey Linsley is coming back on a reduced salary, but his long-term security is uncertain as well. So, you know, their roster is pretty shoddy across the board. So I would aim to get more capital, right? Maybe, I think the ideal scenario, let's say the Vikings do trade with them. They get 11, they get 23. I think at number 11, you can get Latham. Thielen is that right tackle. And then with 23, you can get a wide receiver or a corner. You can kind of fill out the roster as you go along. But I think for the Chargers, you don't want to take a guy right at 5 unless you're really in love with one of those receivers, or if you get a chance to get Marvin Harrison Jr., right? I think otherwise, try and trade back, get more capital, and take advantage of the depth of this class at the certain positions of need.
Outstanding. Ian Cummings, enjoy it, my man. Thanks for jumping on, giving us your predictions.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Ian with Pro Football Network. He was on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. All right, we take a break. We continue with the draft. Caleb Williams will go number 1. He's also made it known who he wants his team to take when they circle back at number 9. You'll hear it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
If your idea of the perfect radio show is all Buckeyes all the time, then it's your lucky day, Slappy. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Helping you ace your afternoon. This is Rothman and Ice.
All right, here come the big bad Bears, right? Picking 1 and 9. Pretty amazing. They'll get the quarterback they want. And, you know, it's funny. The team that was picking 2, Washington, or is picking 2, they didn't even meet with Caleb Williams.
Didn't need to. The league knows
everybody. He's going to be a Bear.
Everybody and their mama knows exactly what you just said. Going to Chi-Town.
You could have just given him an interview. Like,
it's just
maybe he told them. Not necessary.
Don't even pick up the phone. Don't even waste your time. He's probably already got a condo or crib picked out in Chicago right now.
Oh, definitely.
Done.
I mean, it's amazing.
Chicago's on the up and up, man. New stadium on the way.
Will he? Well,
potentially.
They're asking Chicagoans for $2 billion. Public taxpayer money.
Your brother and your dad got it, hey, don't they?
Listen, my dad would much rather give it to Green Bay than Chicago. You know that story. He wouldn't give the Halas family or extended family another dime after they screwed him out of those tickets when they moved from Wrigley to Soldier Field. He and my grandfather. That was the last. Brother, that had to have filtered down through the family. Hey, we're not Bear fans, all right?
Yeah.
Like, now, he never said that. You know, he doesn't have a real NFL squad. It's amazing.
He's a free agent year in, year out.
When we were little kids, I think he trended Steelers.
Oh.
Because of just how great they were, but never really stuck with it. But I think it just kind of was inherent. Like, once my dad and my grandfather said, hey, season tickets, we're done.
Nobody can be a Bear. You want to eat tonight? You better not be a Bears fan.
He never really said it. But it's probably the reason why I trended toward the Vikes. And my brother probably didn't have a team. And that my dad then adopted the Packers.
Okay.
So here we are. But anyway, the Bears are picking 1. They'll take Caleb. And so they'll come back at 9. Now here's the deal. Depending on how the board falls, they may not be able to do what Caleb wants them to do at 9. Ooh. And so... And this sound, CB, is from a little media scrum he did?
Yeah, it was a big media scrum that all the invites were at.
Okay, let's hear from Caleb Williams when they've already made the assumption, you're a Bear, now you're the GM, who you picking 9?
You want to see the Bears take their second top 10 pick. If I was able to choose, and if I was picking 1 of the Bears, I'd probably go Olufoshanu, because I know he put his life on the line for me, protecting me. I'd probably go one of the top 3 wide receivers.
By the way, that song in the background, Bring 'Em Out, is one of the best songs for a team to come out to. Like, you get the crowd rocking with Jay-Z, Bring 'Em Out. That'll get the building shaking.
Yeah, weather
right
wasn't
there.
Great in Detroit yesterday. Very windy. Glad we got the audio.
But we can make out what he was saying. And he talks about Olufoshanu. That is a guy from Penn State. And that's his former high school teammate. So those guys have the connection there. And that's why I think he threw out the line, he'd protect him with his life or whatever, exactly what he said there. So yeah, that makes a ton of sense, right? That the quarterback would want a big offensive lineman, left tackle up front to protect his blind side for years to come. To your point, he may not be there. He may not be there, especially if the Chargers start the run on tackles, right? And maybe they take him at 5, or maybe it's Joel or whoever it's going to be. Either way, I think they're going to take care of Caleb Williams, because I think if Odunze falls to them, they could take him. If they take Fashanu, that is a great grill to be in. Is that you got this kid that's going to come in. You got great structure around him already. You may be able to infuse a couple picks or one of these guys into your offensive system for years to come. And the way that we talked about it with the Bengals a couple years ago, where they couldn't really go wrong with Penei Sewell or Ja'Marr Chase, the Bears are kind of in a similar spot at 9. I don't think they can go wrong with this unless something wild happens in front of them, which could happen tonight, but I think they're going to have their pick of a good offensive lineman or one of the receivers there.
I'm glad he gave us the Olu instead of the full name, right?
I haven't seen the full name.
Olumuyiwa.
Okay, all I've seen is Olu.
That's for short.
You've been practicing that, huh?
Olumuyiwa Fashanu.
Okay.
Or wait a minute. It's Fashanu?
Fashanu, I believe, is what we're going with.
All right. It's weird. I actually can pronounce the first name better than the last.
Is Ole Raj going to go full first name when he announces his pick tonight?
Yeah,
or is he
because
going Olu?
I guarantee when he looks at the card, well, no, you bring up a good question. Because usually it's spelled, as they say, phonetically, where you can just sound it out.
Yeah.
And that's a, by the way, that may be the best question of the night. If he gets drafted the first round, which he will.
Yeah, he will.
Does he go with the Olumuyiwa Fashanu?
I think he's going Olu. Just play it safe if you're Raj. Because you don't want that viral moment
that's
happening.
True.
You're stumbling all over that. That's going to play
stumbling,
forever.
Bumbling,
maybe I'm shortchanging Raj. Maybe he's been putting in work, getting in reps like you to get this thing right.
That's right. He's probably in front of a mirror right now. Olumuyiwa Fashanu. So it's the Caleb situation is interesting because, and I actually had not heard that soundbite. I thought he was going to say a weapon. He wound up saying a weapon next. So when I said there may not be a guy there, I do think Olu is going to be there because everything we hear, it's J.C. Latham out of Alabama or it's Alt out of Notre Dame. I do believe that at 9,
Olu will be there.
Absolutely. He will be there. Now, who may not be there is pick the three guys. It's Neighbors, it's Harrison,
and it's
Adunze. So if he wants a weapon, boy, I feel like the big three receivers will go in the first 8. Don't you think? It really depends on where the Giants.
I feel good about Marvin and Neighbors going in the top 8. Adunze's he's not getting past the Bears at 9, but this is why we're having this conversation, because do they go with the left tackle or do they go with the wide receiver?
Or somebody defensively.
They could do that as well.
I mean, there are some...
They've gone pretty much all in on offense this offseason. Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift.
You could go with the number one defensive prospect.
Yeah, pair him up with Montez Sweat on that D-line.
Murphy.
It could be Murphy, yeah. Dallas Turner, yeah. Latu from UCLA. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be mad at that either.
It feels like if they have to make that pick, what will be interesting is if Adunze is there. If he's there at 9, do they go defense or him?
I would take Adunze. What would you do?
It feels like, you know, this is like going to look for a house. No one cares about the foundation until the inspector comes in, right? You pull up to a house. Wow, I really like that door. I like those windows, the shutters. Wow, the backyard's great. Look at the trees.
Yeah.
No one's saying, boy, I wonder if there's a crack in the foundation. You know when they find that out when you got to pay for the inspector?
Yeah, right.
And so it's not sexy to say, yeah, give me an lineman.
But it's a great pick.
But it's usually...
It'd be a great pick. You would go with the offensive lineman?
No, I think I'd be erring defensively.
You go D-line.
D-line,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You go D-line.
Yeah.
See, I would go with the weapon just because not only Keenan Allen, he's a free agent at the end of the year, but he's been he's up there in age. He has shown throughout his career. He's had some health issues there. So I'd go with the young wide receiver and get him on that same contract, especially where guys like Ian Cummings and others are saying how deep this offensive line draft is. Maybe you can come back around a little later and get you an offensive lineman. But the Bears are in a great position for their 2024 season to be pretty special with a rookie quarterback if Caleb is that dude.
We'll take a break. SportsCenter update, top of the hour. CB, you're going to love this because I was talking to a diehard Browns fan yesterday in the evening. And he says to me, boy, what a great day to be a Cleveland Brown. And I was like, and I didn't get it. And then when he told me what he meant, I understood. I'll tell you what that means next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We know everything about you. We know you love the Buckeyes. We know you love the Jackets. We know you're wearing a red shirt. I just freaked the hell out of someone. The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every basket, every game, every point, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar, whether it's a three-pointer at the buzzer to tie the game or a player goes 2 for 2 at the foul line.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thoughtfully discussing the merits of Home Run Inn's frozen pizza. This is Rothman and Ice.
Second hour of the program. Solomon Wilcots, the former Bengal, will jump on at 1:33. does the opening drive on Sirius. We'll get his feeling on this story that we're about to tell you about and a lot more. Well, and by the way, in the third hour, Gold Jacket Thursdays continue here on Rothman and Ice. Robert Brazil, a.k.a. Dr. Doom, from the old Houston Oilers, Love You Blue, will jump on. He's doing the residency this week up in Canton. And so we continue our Gold Jacket. By the way, if it's like, I'm sure he's doing a lot of things up there where it's like casual,
yeah,
you know, or he, you know, doesn't have to wear a tie or anything. I wonder if they told him, hey, listen, it's all casual except the jacket. You'll wear the jacket everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere you go.
Don't forget the jacket.
Yeah, you'd never be able to get me out of that jacket if I were a Hall of Famer.
The jacket. Honestly. Absolutely.
Can't wait to ask him about the Dr. Doom nickname, by the way, because that is just...
it is terrific. It is one of the best.
Dr. Doom as a defender?
Yeah, that's as good as
getting it done right there.
So before we get into the story, I'll tell you what happened yesterday. So I'm up at the Turtle, and I walk in about 6 o'clock. I'm going to get a little bite, go home, grab some food. And I walk into the pro shop, and Mad Max is there watching the guards.
Yeah, shout out to Mad Max.
Just yelling at the TV because Boston was up early. Just
rough day for the guards yesterday.
Yeah. And he looks at me, and I go, boy, what's wrong? He goes, well, this game is wrong. He goes, but it's a great day to be a Brown.
Uh-oh.
And I go, that doesn't make any sense. And he goes, oh, yeah, it does. Watching the Bengals implode around me.
Come on, man.
That, and I go, you know what? And I had not heard the news that they're three-time, speaking of defensive guys, they're three-time Pro Bowl defensive end Trey Hendrickson says, you know what? I've had enough with you, Cincinnati. And that comes a month after T. Higgins requested a trade.
Mm-hmm.
But then he walked it back. And now I guess since he has a tandem jump out of the airplane, he's willing to go again. So before we get to Hendrickson and his contract, by the way, he's under contract for two more seasons. But you know what he wants? He wants what everybody wants, a longer-term deal than Cincinnati's been willing to offer.
He wants to be paid like one of the top sack artists in the league, which he is. But to your point, the fact that this is why this gets funky is just because of the contract he just signed.
Yeah. We don't want to trade you.
He just signed a one-year contract extension through 2025 worth $21 million a year. So that's the issue here, is that the front office is going to say, wait a minute, Trey, we just did business with you, and now you're circling back around a handful of months later and saying, I want even more money and want even more years. Based off of his production?
Based off of last year. That's it.
The dude has earned it, though. Two out of the last 3 years in the league, he's been in the top five in sacks. So his production is where you want it to be and what you want from your pass rusher. But I just wonder if they're going to budge. And then the other angle of this that came out was that he's willing to retire, I guess, too.
Yeah, the old threaten to retire. Now, I don't know him. Maybe it's true. But it's tough to walk away from that kind of coin when you feel like your first goal is to get more money. Like, it's a little odd. It'd be like, well, I don't know what it would be like. I'm trying to relate it to somebody, you know, normal. Picture yourself in a job. I guess if you could take or leave your job, you really could take it or leave it. And you felt like the only thing that would keep you there is that they paid you a lot more. That would make it, you could stomach it.
I think it's also easy to hang it up when you've got a career earnings of almost $70 million, too. The dude's made $68 million in the league already. So
29 years old.
For some guys, it's like, okay, like if I'm not going to get what I want, maybe I can hang it up at this point.
So he probably thought, when he's playing at Florida Atlantic, he probably thought, if somebody told me I could earn that amount of money in, I'm trying to think how many years, about 8 years,
yeah,
7 years, 7, 8 years. You told me, hey, 7 years from now, you know, the old question, hey, where do you see yourself in 7 years? Well, I see myself about $70 million richer.
Sign me up for that, please. Sign me up for
then
that.
Then he probably please. Could. He's going off last year, his first team all pro. He had a career high in sacks.
Mm-hmm.
So do I get him trying to circle back to his bosses and say, hey, look what I did? This deserves more. Yeah, I get it. But this comes back to they're running a business. You signed a contract. And so I guess if you're going to leverage anybody, you would leverage them now. I had a career high in sacks. This would be the time.
So the guys ahead of him, top of the charts, the former Buckeye Nick Bosa, 34 a year.
Whew.
big time money for Lil Bosa right there. And then Josh Allen, 28, Brian Burns, 28, TJ Watt, 28, and then Myles Garrett is at 25. So he probably wants to be sandwiched, I have to imagine, between Myles Garrett and Nick Bosa. I can't imagine he's asking for more than what Nick Bosa is getting right now, but I can completely understand him asking for more than $21 million right now.
Sacks are great, and they're big, but they're not all created equal. Not every one of your sacks is, hey, I bull rushed the guy in front of me, ragdolled him out of the way, and got to the quarterback. They're not all that.
Well, they're valuable, though.
No, they are. They are. But I feel like the numbers, because I could sit here and say, wait a minute, Trey Hendrickson, only Myles Garrett and TJ Watt have more over the last 5 years. So there's a lot of proof there. But he would get some decent, he would get a lot of interest from around the league. So the whole retirement thing seems a little odd because, A, you want more money. Okay, I'm not going to get it. Then you want to be traded. And now you're thinking, I may just retire? Like,
it's a leverage move.
That's a leverage move.
It's a leverage move. And I wonder now how this has shifted, if it's shifted at all, the mindset of the front office going into the draft tonight when it comes to their first round pick. Mm-hmm. And do you now grab a defensive lineman over potentially an offensive lineman? You've been seeing a lot of that over the last couple of weeks, that maybe you go grab one of these tackles and back up Trent Brown, a veteran guy, mm-hmm. yes, but he's been a guy that's been a little banged up over the last few years. So I wonder what shift they have going on in their mentality going into tonight, because, look, without Trey Hendrickson, obviously, we all know they're not going to be as good of a defense as they have been over the last couple of years, because this guy has been a constant with his production year in and year out and getting the quarterback to the ground. And I'm sure some of those have to be strip sacks as well, maybe forced fumbles combined with these sacks. Like, Trey Hendrickson's an absolute beast, man. That was a great signing a few years ago when they got him out of New Orleans. So we don't really know how serious the threat is, because it could be a similar vibe with T. Higgins. It says, yes, I'm going to throw this out there that I want to be traded to try to apply a little bit of pressure to the front office, but I don't really want to leave. I'm just trying to do that to get more money. Who knows? But this is not where you want to be when you're a team that just a couple years ago was in the Super Bowl, and the two mm-hmm. guys that won out right now are focal points of what you got to do on both sides of the ball.
One guy got tagged. The other had a contract who wants more. It's not shocking, but you're right. It's not all like sunshine and rainbows in Cincinnati right now when you get this news right before the draft. And he did it, and he timed it right.
Mm-hmm.
He timed it right, because when are you going to have the most leverage? When the trading can happen. Here's draft night. We're picking 18th. Maybe the Bengals were already going to take an edge guy.
Maybe.
But now it feels like he and his agent have thrown every last thing they can at Cincinnati. A, I want to be traded, I want more money, longer-term deal. Okay, can't get that. All right, well, then trade me. Well, we don't want to trade you. You have a contract. Oh, really? Maybe I just don't play anymore. Maybe I just retire. Right. So he's throwing everything at him.
He is. He really is. And so your defensive line right now, you've got the former Buckeye and Sam Hubbard coming off an ankle surgery right now. Mm-hmm. Who knows what that'll look like come training camp. Hopefully he'll be okay. You lost DJ Reader, who I thought was a really good player for them over the last couple of years, and you've replaced him with Sheldon Rankins as another veteran defensive line guy in the interior. But the key to all of this, to me, with or without Trey Hendrickson in the mix in 2024, is what the heck are they getting from Myles Murphy? I mean, they spent a first-round pick on him last year to be a pass rusher that could really rotate in with Sam and Trey when those guys need a blow or whatever it is, or maybe you can move Sam inside on certain downs, or all of those things. When you have flexibility of the defensive line are a great thing, but he's the guy that has to go. And if he gets really good, if they get really good production out of Myles Murphy, then the hit of maybe losing Trey Hendrickson won't be as bad. But there's no question, you got Pro Bowl caliber player in Trey Hendrickson, but he's a big piece of this year. Is Myles Murphy's got to crank his game up to another level.
He would have to be the guy called upon right away.
Yeah.
If this happens and they move Hendrickson, then it's on, kid.
Uh-huh.
You are a guy from last year. This is your time. But there are teams that would probably pick up the phone.
For Trey?
Yeah.
I believe you on that.
Oh, there are a ton of them.
I believe you on that.
I mean, and you could probably deal him to the NFC if you didn't want to deal with him, right?
Grab the best deal in the AFC.
Yeah, I guess, as long as there wasn't anything in division, I would think. It kind of makes me think, like, why the Chargers would not trade tonight with the Raiders or somebody, like if the Raiders call and say, hey, we want to come up to five and get our quarterback.
I wouldn't want to do business.
Say, whoa.
Yeah. Because
in the division,
I wouldn't want to do business with a division rival for the quarterback position. Everything else, you can talk me into that if the deal's good enough. That's the one position, though, that I'm staying away from with a division rival. Because to your point, if you're the Chargers and you hand the Raiders Penix or
how about Denver? McCarr
or whoever, right? Then you're living with that
no doubt.
For years and years and years. That's a bad stain on the resume.
And it's kind of why when we get to 2 o'clock and we do our predictions, and I was thinking about two teams, either the Giants or the Vikings, you know, calling up the Chargers and say, hey, we want five. We got to have five. And the more I think about it, it's probably the Vikes. But there are two very desperate teams that want quarterbacks too. Now, they could wait. Denver could wait. And the Raiders could wait.
Yeah.
But if the Raiders or Denver are picking up the phone and calling the Chargers for number five. Ooh,
good luck.
Good luck. Give us everything you have.
You have to.
Because we're not handing you your quarterback at five, and then we have to play against him twice a year.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that real quick.
Unless they hate the quarterbacks and say, hey, please, come on up and get him.
Maybe so.
We think he's a bust.
Trey Hendrickson, T. Higgins, they both plan for Cincy this year? I think T for sure is playing.
I think T has to. I think it's the tag. It's big money. He cannot walk away from that. He's got to just go ball out. He's got a healthy quarterback, presumably. Yeah. He can get his numbers and then go. With Hendrickson, you want to cut him before June 1st? You're going to save some cap space. Oh, there's God. Dead money.
Cutting him is that's.
The, yeah, you're not doing that.
Do that.
I meant
right?
deal him. I meant okay. deal him.
Yeah,
sorry.
We can trade him for some stuff, but just,
I meant deal him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. But yeah, I can't. We can't just let him go for nothing.
Deal him from the roster.
I think with the retirement thing, like I said, who knows how real that is, though? Like, how real of a threat is that?
How real can it playing? Be if you're asking for a long term deal? Or to be traded first.
He clearly wants to still play football. We just don't know if there's some static between he and the front office and how heavy of a static that is for Trace Hendrickson.
Could he walk away at 29, like you said?
Of course.
But it doesn't sound like it. By the way, the T. Higgins thing, that's funny because now he kind of has a partner in crime. So now he's kind of like, because I saw Shefty, hey, he's reaffirming he wants out. Yeah. Like a week ago, CBD still have that cut or whenever that was from like a week ago?
They ain't budging, though, with T. I don't think they're budging with T.
You still have that cut from T. Higgins? I want to hear that at the camp when he was, you know, asked. By the way, when you're at a camp, you're around kids, you know.
Yeah, it's good vibes.
Yeah, you know? Good vibes.
I do anticipate it, you know, since he's growing up. You know, I love for Cincy that I didn't think I would, but, you know, man, looking forward to it.
I didn't think I would like Cincy.
And I anticipate it.
I anticipate playing for them.
Okay.
All right. $21 million.
And that's the difference between Trey Hendrickson and T. Higgins. Trey Henderson's almost made $70 million. T. Higgins, I don't think, is going to walk away from more money that he's ever seen in his life this year.
No.
And to your point, why are you walking away from Joey B when you can probably ball out at a high clip and maybe tempt a team next year in free agency to hit you with $30 million a year?
Stay healthy. Bet on yourself.
T's
those
in.
Are two different things.
T's in. Trey's the big question mark, though. That's very uncertain.
His
for
camp
me.
Did it very well.
They did.
The night of the draft, or the night before the draft,
yeah.
I want out. But wait a minute. You're under contract for 2 years. For what'd you say, $15 million this year and 20-something next year? What are you talking about? We're ready to go, man. We missed the playoffs for the first time after making it a couple years in a row. We went to the Super Bowl, man. You want to be a part of that? No. I'd rather retire.
When you said the Super Bowl, man, it reminded me of the Favre call.
All right. It's probably because it's in there. It's in there. All right. We'll stay with NFL football. And the Cowboys have already entered negotiations. With whom? We'll tell you next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
When that alarm clock goes off, morning juice comes on. The perfect way to dominate your day. Or just lay around the house. Morning juice.
Weekdays at 6. The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus. Windows and doors that go beyond.
All right, Solomon Wolcott's bottom of the hour, 1:33. I just saw a story that kind of opened my eyes. The mayor of London is eyeing a Super Bowl bid.
Okay.
I mean, they've got a lot going on. So this is what they want to bring. The Super Bowl, the NBA, WrestleMania,
mm-hmm.
and they put together another bid for the 2040 Olympics.
I wouldn't be mad as a fan if we had a Super Bowl overseas. That wouldn't bother me.
What time is it going to kick off?
That's a good question.
I mean, they're like 5-6 hours ahead of us.
Do we need to get our passports ready?
Radio Row in the UK?
That's a good question.
Well, you know, I did have a little interaction with Paul McCartney at some point, you know, the Super Bowl.
Maybe we just
hit him up. Well, that would be weird, because if you did it the old-fashioned way where we kick this thing off at 6 o'clock or whatever our time, well, you couldn't play it at night there. They'd have to play the Super Bowl at noon London time or 1 o'clock.
Works for me.
Yeah.
I'll be seated no matter what time a Super Bowl kicks off. They can say the Super Bowl kicks at 3 a.m.
Noon London time would be like breakfast time here.
That's what I'm saying. Some mimosas, some pancakes.
So wait a minute. I thought they were ahead of us.
They are. So if they're at noon, we will be at 7 o'clock here.
That's what I'm saying. They'd have to kick it off there.
Noon Eastern time here.
I'm already confused.
Which would be 5 o'clock London time.
I'm here for a Super Bowl.
We want it at our regular time. We want it at 5 or 6 o'clock
Eastern. Their time,
it
would be almost midnight.
Correct.
Then.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They couldn't do that. So if they wanted to have it in the evening time there, we'd be kicking off here at lunchtime.
And guess what? The ratings would be through the roof still.
On a Sunday afternoon?
They'd be through the roof.
1 o'clock?
It's just like what we normally do on Sundays. You know?
Yeah, we run around getting the food, getting everything set.
Exactly.
I got to get my errands done. The Super Bowl is going on.
No question.
That's why. Well, it's not right away anyway. The Super Bowl is going to be in New Orleans next year. Then it's going to be at the Field of Jeans, Santa Clara,
San Fran,
26.
Okay.
And then we're going back to SoFi. I think they're going back-to-back Cali's.
Yeah, Cali the gets Super Bowl. Everything. Not surprised by that. They get everything.
Have they hosted NBA games?
At London? SoFi?
No, in London.
I don't know if they have. NBA's done a ton of international things for decades now.
They probably have.
So I would not be surprised at all if Adam Silver's like, hey, if the check's big enough,
we'll send them over there. We know.
Yeah,
get Amazon on the phone.
Exactly.
The Cowboys did meet with someone pre-draft, and it looks like they're getting ready to do something.
This came from Josina Anderson yesterday at about 7:03 p.m. I'm told the Cowboys are currently meeting with running back Ezekiel Elliott's representative around the facility a day before the NFL draft. Where's your mind go when you hear that?
My mind goes that it's a fun little bookend reunion for Zeke to get paid something. It's probably a cheaper deal for Dallas. It's going to be weird. It's almost like you paid. Let's say you went out and bought a car. Like this is your first amazing car and you spent, you know, I don't know, $80,000. This is your dream car and you got it.
Mm-hmm.
And you drove it for about 4 years and then you sold it. And then about, I don't know, I'm not even doing the math right, but let's say another 4 or 5 years goes by and you see, wait a minute, the guy I sold it to is advertising it again. And you know what? I had a lot of great times in that car.
Hmm.
Had a lot of emotion going on for this thing.
Oh, a lot of motion in the car. Emotion.
Motion.
Okay.
Yes. Emotions in motion. How's that? So I had a lot of emotions in motion in that car.
Yeah.
And wait a minute. Now I can get it back for like $18,000. It's got a lot more miles on it.
Right.
It might need some work, but you know what? I've got a real affection for this thing. And you know what? I never thought I'd get a second chance at it. Now I get it at this price. Let's do it.
The one that got away.
Well, think of it. If you've owned vehicles in your life, and that's kind of where my mind goes. And there's ones you've probably sold. People listening probably think, you know what? I sold that because the warranty was up. I didn't want to deal with it breaking. There was stuff that was going to go wrong with it. And you know what they said? This is the time to sell it. And I sold it. And I wish I never did. But I didn't have a garage to store it in. And now I'm like, wait a minute. That's my car from back in like 02.
Yeah.
And be like, let's do it.
It's a feel-good type of thing for the Cowboys. I don't know how much high-end production would come back from Zeke at this point in his career. He looked pretty good in New England last year, but we know what Zeke can bring to the table, and I still think he can be a bit of a hammer for you down there in the red zone. Last year between, you know, Tony Pollard and Rico Dowdle, they only had 8 touchdowns combined.
Horrible.
Between the two of them, and I know you don't like...
He was good at the start.
He was.
Tony was given the starting job.
Yeah.
And I thought it started out fine, and then they just couldn't get him in the end zone.
He just wasn't the guy we saw a couple of years ago. So now Tony's in Tennessee. Rico Dowdle's still there. They still seem to like him.
I do like Uncle Rico.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah. But I wouldn't be surprised if they brought in another running back at some point
in
the draft.
Royce Freeman?
Well, they got Royce Freeman's, I think, kind of just a body at this point in his career. But I think, you know, maybe you go into rounds 2, 3, 4, whatever it's going to be for the Cowboys, and you grab, you know, a Trey Benson or Jonathan Brooks or whoever they like in the running back class, because they still need, I think, a guy back there. Because when the Cowboys were rolling under Dak a few years ago, Zeke and Dak and that offensive line, that was legit. Like, that was a problem to deal with if you're a defense. So bringing Zeke back, would have no issue with it. It'd be a cheap deal. You get him back with Dak, the vibes would be good, and he can help you contribute, I think, in certain portions of the field.
They're weak at running back.
Yeah,
there's no other way to put it as far as NFL weakness goes. So now they could still get Zeke and get a running back
for sure.
Draft a running back. 100%. They probably will.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you think about, you know, you could have a heck of a tryout in Dallas at running back.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring in, you've got Dowdle, you'd have Zeke, you'd have Freeman, Deuce Vaughn, and a bunch of other guys, and you could draft somebody.
And you got time to figure it out. Got mini camps around the corner, get you through the summer. Maybe roll through the guys you like, you don't like, and maybe you cut it down to 3 or 4 when we get down to the nitty gritty.
May not happen before tonight, but it would happen maybe by the weekend's over.
Yep.
Yeah, because they'd have the draft to figure it out. I don't think anyone's racing them to sign Zeke.
No, I think maybe you wait to see how the board falls throughout the draft, and if you got to go back to Zeke, you hit him up and throw him a little money.
We talked about the Bengals, what's going on with them. Solomon Wilcott certainly has his ear to the ground when it comes to Cincinnati and tonight and beyond. We'll have him on next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
A lot has changed in 30 years, but we're still that old shoe that feels worn in and well-loved. And while we smell a little, but whew, you've accepted that. The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Afternoon Parlay. This is Rothman and Ice.
Our friend was such a versatile talent when he played, and even more so now in the broadcasting world. We connected with him briefly out at Radio Row. The former Bengal himself, opening drive on Sirius, and so much more on his resume. Our friend Solomon Wilcott, welcome back. How you been?
Guys, how you doing? Good to be on with you today. Thank you.
Outstanding. You know, before we get to the draft, I just saw this story about London trying to pitch for a Super Bowl, and they've had games over there. You worked over there, right, for Sky Sports?
Absolutely. Multiple seasons. I can tell you, they have a rabid NFL fan base over there.
So you would be in for that if they got the Super Bowl?
I'm going to tell you right now, not until they get a team. You have someone pony up for an NFL franchise in London, just like the cities and the municipalities and the ownership groups here have to pony up before they get a Super Bowl, right? Minneapolis,
right.
Detroit. I mean, to me, I think that's how it works. I would not look to take something away domestically that's thoroughly supported here to ship out one of our crown jewels of entertainment across the pond where most of Americans can't get there and participate. So, no, if they had a team, if London put their hat in the ring and financed the team, then I would be all for having a Super Bowl there.
All right, Solomon, let's get down to some business in Cincinnati. We got kind of hit with a surprise yesterday from Adam Schefter that their great pass rusher, Trey Hendrickson, looks like he wants out of Cincinnati. When that news came across your desk, where did your mind go? What do you think's next and how the front office will handle this?
Look, I think there's some argument for both sides. This is kind of like nuanced conversations when they were trying to negotiate a long-term deal last year. Trey Hendrickson was coming off season in 2022 where he had only 8 sacks. I don't know that he had a real strong leg to stand on to get the long-term deal he was looking for. So they kind of came in the middle, right? They gave him another year on the contract at $15 million for the 2024 season. Now that 2023 is over, they go back to the negotiating table. He wants the long-term deal again, but wants to negotiate off the 17.5 sacks that he had last year. I think second only to T.J. Watt, which is a strong number. So now he wants to be paid at the top of the market. I could hardly blame him. He clearly is the best defensive player that the Bengals have. I don't know that they want to meet that number, given the numbers they're going to be facing with Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase. They're not even negotiating with T. Higgins, which I think is very disappointing. And if they're conducting business the same way with Trey Hendrickson, meaning they're saying they're negotiating but they're not, then I could see why both players would say, well, look, if you're not going to even negotiate with me, then you might as well trade me.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's the business. We get it. And he's leveraging it right before the draft when these decisions have to be made. Do you think that it impacts what they do with pick 18 tonight? Or do they stay true to their board and true to their contracts that they have with these guys and hope that certainly T plays on the tag and that Hendrickson fulfills at least this season?
I think both things they can do both at the same time. I think they can stay true to their board and still take one of the best pass rushers at 18 because from what I'm told and talking to some of the people who really know, there's not an abundance of players with first-round grades on the defensive side of the ball. In other words, we're going to see offensive linemen, quarterbacks, and wide receivers take up the top end of the first round of tonight's draft, meaning you're going to get a good edge rusher, a good interior lineman, or maybe a good cornerback at around 18. That's when you're going to expect to see those defensive players come off the board. I think they may have already had their board set saying that, look, we're only going to have Trey Hendrickson for one more year. We got to get an edge rusher now. They already know they lost DJ Reader. They did sign Sheldon Rankins, but we may need an interior defensive lineman. We need a cornerback to add to the rotation. And do we draft T. Higgins' replacement now in this year's draft? I think they can do that in the second round, given the amount of receivers they have going deep. But I think your question is well asked. They may lean into finding an edge rusher with that 18th overall selection to replace T. Higgins and Sam Hubbard, who's getting a little long in the tooth as well.
So Joe Mixon, he's now a Houston Texan. He'll be balling out with C.J. Stroud. I want to ask you, Solomon, how you feel now about the current construction of the running back room in Cincinnati with the addition of Zach Moss?
Well, look, the Bengals outbid the Dallas Cowboys for Zach Moss. He was wanted on the free agent market. He's a real player. Joe Mixon was one of these players that, you know, he'd get 1,000 yards. He never fumbled. Guys, he had one of the best rates of in terms of protecting the ball. I think only 6 career fumbles, 7 seasons into his NFL career. That's tremendous ball security. He really lacked in terms of protecting the quarterback, and you and I both know that's where it really all matters, protecting Joe Burrow. They feel like that with the group, Zach Moss, Chase Brown, who's an electric player who they want to give more snaps to, not less, and Travion Williams, that they have a combination. You throw in Chris Evans, that together as a committee, they have everything they need in a backfield, considering the offense really is going to go through Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins, and not through the running back. So that's where they decided to go. I still think they need to improve their run game. Let's see if they can do it. with the likes of Zach Moss. If they end up improving the run game without Joe Mixon, then I think everyone in Cincinnati is going to be happy for that. And I think Mixon is going to be happy with the fact he got a new contract out of Houston.
Talking to the former safety in the NFL, Bengals, Vikes, Steelers, and he certainly is a Colorado Buff in his past. He is Solomon Wilcots with us. I'll stay with that theme you guys were just on. You get Joe Burrow back, presumably healthy here, but you're changing the OC, right? Dan Pitcher moves from quarterback's coach to OC. What do you project in that relationship? What do you know of him, and what do you expect?
Dan Pitcher gets groomed from within the organization. You guys know how these West Coast teams run it. Whether you're Sean McVay, whether you're Kyle Shanahan, whether you go back to Bill Walsh, the Mike Holmgren, the Mike Shanahan, the John Gruden, those coaches, including Andy Reid, they run their own offense, right? They literally are their own offensive coordinators. The coordinators manage things during the week. They put the call sheets together based on situations down in distance and personnel groupings. Those are the more complicated things they handle behind the scenes. But come game day, Zach Taylor's calling his own plays. So I'm not here to minimize Dan Pitcher. He was groomed from within. He knows the things that Joe Burrow likes. And he and Zach Taylor and Burrow will work together to put together an organized game plan to give them the best chance of matching up against a defensive opponent week after week. And I don't suspect that any of that, the process, the play calling, any of that will change with the elevation of Dan Pitcher as the OC.
All right, finally, you got any bold predictions for tonight in the top 10? Think anything crazy will happen that'll be real eye-opening?
Look for trades, guys. Look for the Giants potentially moving up to number 3. Look for the Vikings potentially moving up, if not to number 3, to maybe number 6, where the Giants were. You're going to see a lot of movement up in that area. You got 6 quarterback-needy teams. But you also have 6 quarterbacks there. It just depends on who they like and the pairing of those quarterbacks from Caleb Williams all the way down to Bo Nix. I think all 6 of them are going to go in the first round. Where they will go and when they will go, that's really what we're looking to see.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, thanks, my man. Always appreciate you. Be well. Hopefully we'll talk again soon. Enjoy the draft.
All right, guys. You guys enjoy as well. Thanks for having me. Take care.
You got it. Solomon Wilcots, former Bengal. Sirius XM doing the opening drive, and he was on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. All right, let me give you a minute here for my friends at Bath Authority. So if your bath or shower is old, I assume it is, might be outdated, even worse, it might have some mold or mildew, the broken tiles I know all about, got to call my friends at the Bath Authority. It's time for you to shape up your bath. This is the place to do it. They'll provide you the highest quality remodeling products around, world-class customer service. And they have modern, durable tubs and showers. They're designed with an exclusive high-tech polymer liner. What does that scientific stuff mean to you? It means low maintenance, resistant to that mold and mildew I just talked about. Very easy to clean. It's going to last for decades. Plus, it comes with a lifetime warranty. So it couldn't be any better. Bath Authority is the place to elevate your bathroom, get it to a new level, get it to luxury, get the style you want, and the safety you may need. So just get to bathauthority.com. If you do it now, you'll get a free in-home estimate, and they'll give you $1,000 off your new shower or bath. Great deal. And 36 months of interest-free financing. So the deal just keeps getting better. All Bath Authority products are 100% made in the U.S. of A. Thebathauthority.com, a better bath awaits. When we come back, Buckeye Bulletin. Which Buckeyes are going to hear their names called tonight and beyond? We'll go through it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Here's a listener tweet. Can I tase Common Man in the nuts? Fine by us, but he may like it. Common Man and Tebow.
Weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rothman and Ice present
Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services.
Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown.
For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
All right, always a sense of pride when your school gets the first rounders. Everybody keeps track of that. And Ohio State still owns that lead. They own it over USC, newly into the Big Ten. They own it over Bama. They own it over the Irish, even the U. Some other big college programs that have had first rounders or all times have been like, obviously, Michigan, Oklahoma, LSU, Florida, the usual suspects, Georgia. And it looks like Ohio State has a 5 first round lead, Maddie, on USC.
Okay.
And so tonight, I'd have to go through it again, but you'll get Marvin tonight. You'll get another first rounder.
USC will obviously get Caleb.
USC gets Caleb first.
That'll be it for them, I believe. I don't think anybody else from USC is getting drafted in the first round tonight. Neither do I think a Buckeye's going outside of Marvin in the first
round. That'll be it.
Yeah.
So, actually, it will be tight. It'll be the same thing this year. Ohio State will go. Will have still a 5-man lead going into 2025.
It could be kind of a light weekend for the Buckeyes this year. And not because, you know, obviously we know there's a bunch of talent over there, but a lot of the talent came back to run back for Ohio State this year. So next year, I think there will be a lot more Buckeyes called, and we'll see how many first-rounders emerge coming from the team. That should be pretty darn good this year. But Marvin will be a name, obviously, we hear tonight. And then going into the weekend, Cade Stover, Mike Hall, Josh Proctor. Those guys may have to wait a little bit of time.
Eichenberg.
But at the end of the day, when your name's called in this thing, you're fulfilling a dream. So it doesn't matter what round you're in. So maybe the second off the board for Ohio State will be Cade. I don't know. Between Mike and Cade Stover.
Boy, that's tough.
It just
depends on the run, right?
Well,
if a few tight ends go.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden.
Well, because one's going in the first round, and that's Brock. He's probably the only tight end. Brock Bowers is probably the only tight end going tonight.
Don't you think both of them are pretty evenly slotted at their position?
Like maybe second, third.
I was going to say both top five at their position.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And so I guess if I had a guess, I'd probably say Hall would go before Stover.
Okay.
But that's kind of where they are. I would say your over-under on Hall would probably be top 50. Get him into that second round.
CB's wins over there.
You would take the over.
I routinely see him going to around the brown spot and a little bit after that. So I would probably put the favor on the over, but it's close.
It is.
Let me give you an over-under on Stover then. 120.
Ooh.
I think that's a good line.
That'd be like a fourth round.
Put him in the fourth round.
Yeah.
I don't know why I think he's going to go late in the third.
Okay. You take the under.
I'd go with the under.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't know.
I'd almost put Eichenberg somewhere in that back fourth, fifth. Actually, the over-under on Eichenberg probably would be fourth/fifth round. So, and you never know.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
the thing.
The linebackers,
right.
Who knows? You'd probably look at him as being a fifth rounder. Is Proctor going to be in the first 200 picks?
Don't know, big dog.
It's close, right?
Oh,
it's impossible
just don't
to know.
Know, man.
Yeah, he's a late round.
Yeah.
And when you get to that point, all you hear about is, "Man, I'd rather be a free agent. Don't draft
pick your spot.
Absolutely,
pick your spot.
Find out where they're weak.
No
who
doubt.
Needs what?
No question.
I got a chance. I'm going to go that. Unless you're going to be like Mr. Irrelevant, and then everything comes with that.
You also got to weigh the money too, though, in that situation, right? Like, you'd obviously rather go in the fifth round or sixth round than going undrafted, just because You'll never want to say no to some money.
It's a great thing when I'll have to go through that maybe in the next hour, because it's that family that gives Mr. Irrelevant all those, showers them with gifts. It's amazing. I remember when Purdy, it was outstanding. You get that the whole week in Orange County and all that stuff.
It's good living.
Yeah. That's cool. We'll have to go through that. There was the creator of Mr. Irrelevant, I think, is gone. But I think the family took it over.
What's he up to?
Yeah. Created something pretty cool.
Well, good luck to all the Buckeyes. Good luck to all the Buckeyes.
No doubt.
this weekend and the guys that have contributed, you know, throughout the last couple of seasons, fulfilling a dream. It's awesome. Happy for them.
Shout out to my boy, Coach Tucker over there. Tennis man, Ty Tucker, Coach of the Year. Six Buckeyes named all Big Ten. Saw that come down today. Ty, you've been, you're a legend, and you've been a legendary coach over there. And to see the tennis and the success that they've had over the years with him at the controls have been outstanding. Go buy yourself a new pair of sweatpants, Ty. You deserve it. Or just tell them to give you more.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations to him. He's been rolling for a long time. Did you see Felix Ocparo's new home?
He landed?
He landed.
The Felix big fella, the cat?
The big fella has landed in Knoxville, Tennessee. Felix Ocparo, Tennessee.
Ricky Barnes?
Yeah, all rocking right. out with old Slick Rick down there. So, sure he got himself a nice little bag.
Maybe a little tampering involved there?
Would not be surprised by that either, CB. We heard the story come out about Bruce Thornton, and as soon as Coach Holtman was let go, people were reaching out to his family. That's the game. It's crazy out here right now.
No one's watching it, right?
And exactly, right? And you throw money at these guys, and you throw an opportunity, obviously, to get on the floor and play at a high level in front of them, too. And you're not surprised by this move. Tennessee's been a good defensive team the last few years, so now you get a good shot blocker down there, and you can see why Rick Barnes wanted them.
Well, they had dudes at the portal, too. You got to replenish, right? Every school has them.
Yeah, I think right? Ohio State was targeting one of them. Right. Jonas Adu was their big man.
Yeah, a little swap. A little B-ball swap. Boy, that'd be great if one day we're doing the show years from now, or you are and I'm listening, all of a sudden you say, we've had a trade. In college basketball, or we've had a trade in college.
I mean, listen, well, I would not
you
be surprised.
What? You're paying these guys, we should be able to trade them.
It's resembling the pros almost to a T at this point anyway.
What would you put? I've had some really stupid theories. This could be easily one of the top-ranked stupid theories. But what percentage would you guys give in the next 20 years if you could trade a college athlete? Zero?
No.
You could never do it.
I wouldn't say never.
You can't.
We didn't think in...
You can't. You didn't think... You're supposed to be going to school.
You didn't think in 2004 that we'd be where we are now, did you?
No, but at least they're controlling it. I mean, you can't tell a college kid...
Get out.
You can't come to the... You've been traded.
Probably not, but I don't know if I would stamp never.
That'd be amazing.
I don't know if I would write never in
it. I'm kind of here for it. If you're gonna control everything and you're gonna get paid and you want all this, then guess
That'd
what?
Be a sick
We're
game,
trading
man.
You for two other players.
That'd be a sick game
and a co-ed to be named later.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Okay. Well, you want to beef up the campus, don't you? Okay. All right, that's enough of that. Okay, that's your Buckeye Bulletin. Oh, we'll do a deep dive when we come back, and we'll try to make our predictions. Speaking of how bad we can be. And we'll grade it on Friday. Can we nail, I don't know what percentage of the top 13, but we'll give it a go next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Winners of the prestigious Platinum Microphone Award every year, given to the best radio station in the world. No need to look it up. It's real. The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every goal, every game, every point, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a game-winning goal in the final seconds of OT or a shot on goal in the first period.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Most shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and Ice feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for A Deeper Dive.
Sponsored by Maxima Concrete. Visit MaximaConcrete.com today to schedule your free estimate.
I want my picks back, and I want David Putney.
I need a punt returner.
Where the hell did that come from?
It doesn't matter. I want all my picks back, and I want David Putney just because I feel like it.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah, I am. Haven't I proved that already? You make this deal right now, Tom, and you get Bo Callahan. Say it with me. You get Bo. Come on, Tom. Say it with me, you pancake-eating
Outstanding. CB, well done. One of the great sports movies ever made, Matty Ice. Draft Day, you haven't seen it. I know you
never will
one day.
And never will. And I never will. CB said he's firing up 2 hours before the draft tonight. He's locked in, man. You guys swear by it.
No, I'll live through you. I really don't. I have fun with it now because you haven't seen it. I feel like that the trades of Draft Day and how badly some teams got fleeced in that thing, I think the movie is pretty regarded as kind of the way every team, you know, gets what they want maybe at the end, but it's how Costner is kind of pulling the strings on it. And yeah, listen, when it first came out and the fact it was centered around Cleveland and that franchise and how much heartbreak and bad luck they've had, they needed a little bit of a feel-good story, but too bad it was all fiction. But yeah, if you look at this, you start current day values. And I always thought the movie was flawed at the end. I can't remember exactly why I thought it was flawed, because the owner.
Why? Because they traded back up into the top five bunch of second round picks.
No, not that part. It was how bad the owner wanted the quarterback. And yet somehow at the end, he thought that Sonny did such a good job, then he was okay with not getting him. Was that like...
Because he wanted the running back, and I forget his name, but Arian Foster played the running back, and he had some roots in Cleveland.
But he sees Bo Callahan, because remember that line when the owner walks back in, he's like, wait a minute, we can still get Bo? And then he never gets him, and then he acts like everything's great. So nothing had changed with the owner. The owner didn't know about the birthday party or all that backstory. So that, to me, was a little bit flawed. And that the owner somehow went along with everything at the end like it was the greatest move ever made, when he really didn't pick the guy the owner wanted, but he saw him working and it works. The Browns were, it's a decent story. I will say this. It's not one of those sports movies that you'd watch over and over. For me, I wouldn't watch it over and over, but it's not a bad movie.
Okay.
It's not
mid is
bad.
What you're saying.
Yeah. I think there's only so much you can do, right? It's about an NFL draft. Yeah. It's not about an athlete, or it's not like Miracle on Ice or Rocky. It's not like you're getting that real athletic part of it. But if you do what we do, and we like talking about this baloney all the time, then I think actually you might like it.
And it plays here in Ohio because it's the Brownies. So that's why I understand why people here like it. But what's an IMDb? Yeah. Did I get that right? What's their rating, CB?
You mean Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes.
That's what you need to...
What are they giving Draft Day? That's what I need to know.
Because they really count.
I got a 60% from Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, so not bad.
Is that decent?
Pretty mid, like you described it.
Yeah. For the audience score, that's the tomato meter. What is the tomato meter? The reviews? If those are the reviews, because the ratings for the audience score gave it a 65%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you described it very well then, based off the grade.
The whole movie, they're on the clock, technically, right? It's the day of leading up to being on the clock, but it's the movies, the behind the scenes, and there's obviously there are some very good lines in it. Who played Dennis Leary played the coach. And he came in and he had the great line of, you know, when they said they do it different in Dallas because he came from Dallas. He goes, yeah, they win a lot. And he shows up as right. That was actually a good line. And, you know, the Costner love affair with Jennifer Garner isn't, you know, it's sappy. I'm not saying it isn't, but you're right. It's Cleveland. It's the practice field. Have you ever been to Berea? It's cool. And then the drone shots of the stadiums, you know, when they're going to Seattle and this and that are very cool.
So I don't know if there's going to be a better line in the movie, though, than the pancake eating.
That's good.
I don't know if there's anything better than that.
Yeah. It's a fun little ride, Matty. I suggest you get on. Pull the bar down. Keep your arms inside the vehicle.
I think I'll probably be firing up Drake's Draft Day today, more so than the old movie.
Do you think you'll ever see the movie?
No, I'm going to make a point to never watch the movie on purpose.
Also, with a Cleveland reference in there and Johnny Manziel.
Shout out to Johnny.
All right. I wish someday you would see it just to maybe either give it a stamp or say, I was right. It's horrible. Like, why? Like, I want.
No, I just, listen, you've hit me with a bunch of movies to watch over the years. I got a long list, big
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, that
a lot
was
of work
not
to
gonna
do.
Make it.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
All right, so let's go through this.
Yeah.
We decided to do the 13th because we want to include Vegas, I think, because that's the one either they're going to, either Penix is there and they'll take him or they won't. Under a slate gray sky, a ragtag group of renegades. Speaking of the Raiders. All right, we can do this fairly quickly because I think we both believe the top three will fall the way the experts are predicting. I could be wrong. I don't want to speak for you, but I think Williams, Daniels, May go. The Patriots are very interesting to me. They have so many needs. The quarterback can't fix them this year. But if you're Robert Kraft and you want to start an era of whatever, of not being a punching bag, then you probably need to take a guy who has a decent ceiling, who doesn't have to start right away, can sit on the bench. Jacoby Brissett can mentor him.
Let me ask
that
you
feels
this.
Right
Why
to
do
me.
You want to sit Drake May? Because you said that a couple times
I don't
today.
Want to sit him, okay. But everybody I've read and heard says his footwork is garbage. Yes, he's a talent, but there's no reason to put him out there and have him stumble all over himself. Let's have Brissett start this thing. Yeah. And like they did it with Mahomes. They've done it. And other guys also, better than him have sat.
There's also no reason to force him into a situation where there's no offensive help either around him. So not mad at that. I just wanted to get your personal take on that. Because
build the roster
and then you drop
throw
him
out.
In
don't,
there.
Don't Tim Couch this guy.
I'm like, with yeah. you. I'm with you. I think we're getting Caleb, Jaden, Drake May out of the gate. I think the Pats are staying. They're going to take a quarterback. Because here's the other thing we don't know is how all these teams feel about next year's class, right? If you're willing to pass on a quarterback this year, do you really love, maybe the Carson Becks of the world, Shador Sanders of the world?
Will we be up that high?
Correct. That's another group. Yeah. That's probably the most important question there, too. So
Patriots probably will.
With the way that the roster's constructed, you're probably right about that.
All right. Four.
Marv.
So I think we're both... They're probably not moving. I think they could move back and get a top receiver. We know they can, but moving back, number four is in pretty heavy demand. I think the price would be big, and they could take it. They're in a great spot even without a deal. We know that.
Yeah.
They have 11 picks in this draft, 6 in the first 3 rounds. Receiver is their greatest need, and they use it to grab the star. Why wouldn't it be Harrison? Like, you could almost talk me into them trading if they didn't need a receiver. But they need one.
They need it, man.
And they need it badly. And they could swing a deal and get another really good receiver. But I'm going to play the odds here and say they do not let Harrison Jr. get past them.
That's where I'm at as well. And also, Kyler Murray this morning dropped a tweet that says, something about today just feels right. The vibes are immaculate.
Number five.
Now, this is where I'm doing it funky. Oh, what are you doing, big dog?
I thought all show I was going to say it'd be a lot easier for the Chargers to come down a spot, let the Giants come up, and then they still get whoever they want at six. But I think the Vikings are...
Okay.
This has been... And how ironic would this be? Harbaugh trying to fleece the Vikes, the team that he thought he was going to coach, left there thinking he had the job. They said, no, you're not our guy. And then letting the Vikings come up to grab their guy, his guy, J.J. McCarthy. It's like you couldn't make that crap up. I do think the Vikings trade and they get the Vikes 11th, 23rd, and maybe we'll throw them a mid-rounder in 25. And I think we go up and get him.
I don't think Jim Harbaugh is going to pass up an opportunity to grab the best offensive lineman in the draft.
And I've seen a lot of that, too.
So whether it's Joe Alt or whether it's someone else, I think the Chargers are going to stay there at 5.
Okay.
And he's going to build this thing from the trenches out.
Sounds right. Vikings can still find a way. But I'm sure they're a little afraid of the Giants.
Yeah.
And so I'll just make the leap and go with McCarthy at 5 to the Vikes. Mm-hmm. 6. Giants.
If I'm them, I'm not leaving Malik Nabers on the board.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do. I would take Malik Nabers. I don't love J.J. McCarthy enough to take him 6th overall over what could be a dominant wide receiver. So give me Malik Nabers at 6.
I'm gonna ride with you on that one. They could move up and even try to get Drake May to sit for a year behind Daniel Jones with the no guaranteed money that they're going to pay Jones after this season. But I'm with you. I'm going to go with Neighbors as well. Tennessee's on the board at 7. I feel like they would definitely trade here if they could. If you've got they need a left tackle badly, and I feel like Alt is going to be there. If the Vikes don't make that move, they could try to trade with Tennessee if the Giants don't take McCarthy. So I could see them being in that position too. But I'm going to go with with Alt there at 7 to Tennessee.
This is where I have your team trading.
Okay.
Vikings coming up, and I would take Michael Penix right here.
Okay. So you got Penix going seven
okay. to Minnesota.
All right, I'll have Alt going to Tennessee there. Atlanta at 8.
I think they're going pass rusher. Dallas Turner.
La from two, Bama.
Whoever, pass rusher.
Yeah, I like it. I'll ride there with you. 9, Bears.
Well, you know what I'm doing. I said it earlier. Adunze, come on down.
Boy, they could grab Bowers there and really mess the Jets up.
Well. Fine, we'll take Adunze and pair him with Garrett Wilson.
Absolutely. I love the weapon. It's hard for me to disagree with you. I think there could be a trade here. I think the Bears would trade at that point since they have Keenan and DJ Moore. I know it's not forever.
Yeah.
The safer they could go pick, defense there.
The safe, smart pick is probably the offensive lineman. But I'm eating my dessert right now before my vegetables. All right, I don't care.
I'm gonna be bold. I'm going to call for another trade.
Ooh. Wait, can you save this for after the break?
Yeah.
Because I have no idea. We have not gone over these with each other prior to the show, so I don't know where you're going next.
All right, so we'll do 9 through 13 in pre-snap.
Yeah.
Because I think the Bears are ripe for a trade. This is their chance to really... You're right. They could go all in. That's the big phrase now. Even Jerry Jones was all in.
They haven't done a damn
all
thing.
All in.
They haven't done anything, Jerry.
You can't go all in if you're not already in.
Shout out to the Jackets.
We'll come back. Pre-snap next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
An ex-jock and a very puffy, smooth-faced man. These are the first voices you should hear. Morning Juice.
Your wake-up service.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And Ice present Pre-Snap Reads.
Sponsored by the Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
All right, Bet365 time.
Yes, sir, because at Bet365, we don't do ordinary. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5.
All right, I am going to wrap my bet around the trade that I'm talking about. And you and I both have the same player going 9. You just have the Bears making the pick and handing him to Caleb. And I'm going to have the Colts coming up and landing an offensive playmaker for Anthony Richardson.
Like it. I like where
they
you're
could
at.
Come up and take Bowers, but if Adunze's there and I can get Bowers at 14-1 to go at pick 9, I think there's a reason that he's being offered that much. Probably not going to happen. So I'm going to take Adunze at 3-1 odds to go number 9 overall.
Okay, before I hit you with my Bet365 pick for today, I mentioned yesterday, sprinkle a little something on Elly De La Cruz to win the NL MVP. And when I brought it up on the show yesterday, it was 25-1, and after a 3-hit, 3-stolen base night, it is now 16-1. So his momentum is headed in the right way. I'm going to the NBA. We got Cavs in Orlando tonight. I'm going Cavs on the money line at +120 on the road to get it done against the Magic and go up 3-1 in that series. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary. Bet365, Bet365, the official sports betting partner of the Cleveland Guardians. Download the Bet365 app today. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And may the odds be ever in your favor.
So they would go up 3-0 on the Magic.
Yo, baby.
There's desperation. By the way, these home teams that are down 2-0, the Lakers, the Sixers, the Magic. I almost feel like the way the Sixers blew that game.
Oh, both the Lakers and the Sixers.
I would probably pair up the Sixers. I wouldn't do it with the Lakers, but I could be talked into taking the Sixers on the money line with the Cavs.
Okay.
And betting against maybe the Magic won't stave off, you know, the 3-0.
I just don't see where the offense is going to come from the Magic. They've just been a mess on that in offensively.
All right, so we continue. And so I will have the Colts trading up to number 9 to get Odunze.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets would then be on the clock at 10. And I feel like this is the time. At least it landed okay with them because Bowers is there. And it feels like everything you want to know about the Jets is that if the big weapons are off the board, all those three wide receivers we talked about, which they would be,
yeah,
then it decimates the draft board. And there's really no appeal for any team that might have wanted to trade up at that point. So I think the Jets would still be happy to land an offensive guy for Aaron Rodgers. And so I'm going to go with Bowers over like a Brian Thomas or somebody, another receiver. So give me Bowers at 10.
I'm torn here just because of the offensive line. And they did bring in the Jets that I'm talking about. Some veteran offensive linemen this offseason. But it's Smith and some other guys. They've been banged up. So maybe you go offensive line here and make sure you have a rock that can protect Aaron Rodgers. But I ain't doing that. Let's eat some more dessert. I'm with AR. Give me Brock Bowers going to New York, and we're going to pair him up with Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams and get busy.
You got to go all in, right? Right. By the way, number 10 overall pick on Bet365, Brock Bowers.
Yeah. Makes a lot of
plus
sense.
Plus 180. I think I got a sprinkle there as well. All right, so what that means in my scenario, which is different because now at 11, I would have the Chargers picking, and you would have the Titans picking.
And now for the Titans, they trade back. A lot of rumors that they want an offensive lineman. In my little mini mock, and you get your offensive lineman there at 11.
Fontenot or somebody.
Yeah, whoever, you got extra draft capital later.
So, same thing. I go offensive line for the Chargers.
Yep.
So, why don't we give ourselves a break there and just say position, O-line, Chargers and Titans.
Yep.
Denver at 12.
This is where I have Mr. J.J. McCarthy coming off the board. Going to link up with Sean Payton, competing with Zach Wilson and Jared Stidham.
Because that means the Vikes and the Giants wouldn't get him, and they've been the two teams that have been linked to him the most.
Yep. So I got J.J. McCarthy at 12 going to Denver.
We don't have an edge guy off. Do we have Dallas Turner off the board yet?
Not in our little mini mock.
Boy, I could see Denver going there.
I just real quick, because Falcons, I just had a pass rusher. So maybe in my scenario, that would be
That's
Dallas Turner.
Yeah, we both did. Yeah. You're right. All right, so the Broncos got Zach Wilson on Monday. We know from Shefty that means nothing.
Right.
Means less than nothing, really. But after all these quarterbacks were taken with the top three picks, we know Denver probably was either approached the Cardinals or they approached them about trading up to four. Maybe it didn't happen. So now what do? They actually take Bo Nix in my equation. Do they like him more than Penix? I don't think they want to risk too much. I talked a couple weeks ago about Bo Nix could be the poor man's Drew Brees. It kind of fits Peyton. So I'll go Bo Nix there at 12.
Okay. Last one for me, the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm not taking Bo Nix here.
I know who you're taking.
Ooh, who do you think I'm taking?
Oh, wait a minute. No, he's off the board for you. I had Penix in my mind.
Yeah, he's long
gone.
He went top 10. He's in the seventh pick in my mini mock.
And he went to my Vikes?
Yes.
Be classic that we would take the feast or famine quarterback. The guy that can sling it everywhere, but you're holding your breath on every snap.
Oh, man. At 13, you know we got Devontae Adams out there. Yeah, I got Gardner Minshew. He looked pretty good with the Colts. I'm going Brian Thomas Jr. I'm getting a stud, young stud, who I think is going to be really good. Neighbors is getting all the spotlight for the LSU guys, but Brian Thomas Jr. was getting busy last year at Baton Rouge. I'm pairing him with Devontae Adams. We need firepower in this division to go up against the Chiefs. We got Harbaugh in this thing now. Give me Brian Thomas Jr. at 13 with the Raiders.
All right, I'm going to take the corner out of Bama. Arnold, I like him. I think they could consider O-line here because it's so deep. I think the Arnold call, to me, the Raiders love corners. He's arguably probably the best player available that we haven't talked about. So, and I guess he really is close with Antonio Pierce. I think that appears to be fairly genuine. It's another position of need for them. So I'll take the corner from Bama at 13.
Okay.
All right. We'll grade it at some point. If I can go 50%, I think that'd be high.
Yeah.
Well, we get the three gifts right out of the gate.
So I think we have two gifts out of the gate.
Not Drake May at 3?
I don't know what the Pats are doing, AR.
I mean, if all we got to do is get 7 correct to go over 50%, mm-hmm. and we get, let's call, I'm just going to say the first three gifts, then all we need to get is go, we just need to go 4 for the next 10 or whatever it is.
You know we won't even be close. You know how this works.
Right? We can't go over.
No, we're not going
over.
We're not getting over.
If you don't include Caleb and Jaden, then you're right. We could go over.
Yeah, exactly.
What are the chances that we only got the two gifts right?
Oh, man.
Two gimme putts.
I want a whole bunch of trades, yeah. But knowing our luck as fans, it'll probably be as is. Status quo.
They say that this draft could be either really boring or really exciting up top, but they expect more movement later.
Even. Okay.
But their teams are so desperate for a quarterback. I don't know how.
I want my team to move up so I don't have to stay up all night.
Where are you picking?
30th.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're too good, Maddie. You got to pick down there. Like, sorry.
Get on with it.
Did you hear that, CB? He wants his team to move up. Well, maybe he can get you moved up the old-fashioned way by losing. All right, guess what? It's a Gold Jacket Thursday. Dr. Doom on the program next from Canton. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
This promo is brought to you by Common Man and Timmy Hall's Ping Pong Game. The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every basket, every game, every point, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar, whether it's a three-pointer at the buzzer to tie the game or a player goes 2 for 2 at the foul line.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Their live golf team name is Ice Dogs. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
All right, welcome back into Rothman and Ice. Another Gold Jacket Thursday, and man, do we have a beauty. Affectionately known as Dr. Doom, played those 10 years with the Houston Oilers. Love you, Blue. And boy, he waited a long time, but it had to be worth the wait. Robert Brazil is with us. The doctor is back in the house. Good to have you.
Well, I'm so glad to be back at home, man. It feels so good. Had a wonderful time this morning. I visited two of my favorite places, the school and the old folks' home. So, guys, let's get it going. Let's have a great time today.
Class of 2018. You didn't hit anybody at that nursing home, did you, Robert?
No, I wanted to cry a couple of times. I wanted to take this one little sweet lady home with me. She hadn't stood up in a week. But when she got there, she said, "I got to stand up just to see how tall you is, young man."
I'll tell you, that's outstanding. This residency program has to be something that is almost a dream come true, just like getting in the Hall of Fame, because you get to relive a lot of your career and at a place that's so amazing up there in Canton. You waited 34 years to get that knock and that call. Tell me, did you ever think you were going, after a certain amount of time, did you think that maybe it wouldn't come?
No, I always thought I was going to end up one day, but the thing I was worried about is my parents. Both of my parents are still living, and they're at 92 this morning. So I was so worried that they wouldn't be able to witness it, but the wait was magnificent. It had a great time. Now I can enjoy it more because everybody's going to enjoy it. When I brought them up here, my mom cried because I was coming up here this weekend without her. She still thinks it's her Hall of Fame. It's her bus in the building, and she wanted to check on it every day. So, no, it was right on time for me.
That's awesome. Robert, let's go to the nickname. Dr. Doom is incredible. Hit us with the story of how you became Dr. Doom.
Now, you guys, I don't know how old you guys are, but remember the college All-Star game?
Sure.
College All-Star game was played in Chicago. And that's when the college All-Star, the best of the college All-Stars, played the Super Bowl champion. So we was going to play the Pittsburgh Steelers that year. So here we are practicing every day. We got our Howard Cosell and his crew there. And Richard Wood, which was the linebacker for SC that year, had a nickname named Batman. So he can look in the newspaper and say, "Robert, we got to find you a nickname." So he looks in there and finds Dr. Doom, a cartoon character. And I look at him and say, "I don't want to be no cartoon character." So Howard listened to us going back and forth about this, saying, "Robert, you need to consider that name because I believe it fits you. You take that Doom part, D-O-O-M, and just say it. I said, Doom. What does that mean, Howard? He said, Death on Office of Men. Don't that fit you? I said, Rich, I take that nickname. So it's been that, and it's here today.
Hey, listen, anything that Howard Cosell would say probably sounded pretty good. Dr. Doom is with us. Robert Brazil, Hall of Fame class of 2018, linebacker of the Houston Oilers. But I go back a little farther, Robert, and to Jackson State and the Tigers and all those future NFLers. Sweetness, Willie Richardson, Slater, Barney, to name a few. What was going on down there at Jackson State? What a squad. And you guys were producing NFL talent like nobody else. That had to be surreal almost.
Well, you got to give credit where credit due. You know, Dion got a whole lot of credit by coming back to Jackson State and turning out because he was a professional football player and he brought some professional coaches in. When I walked on at Jackson State, that's what I walked on to. Bob Hill had played in the NFL, my head coach. My linebacker coach had played there. My defensive line coach had played in the NFL. And we had so much raw talent. I had to find a place to play. I mean, luckily, the linebackers got hurt in the opening season, my rookie year. I never probably would hit the field because there's that much depth and talent there. I contributed all of that to the coaching staff we had and the taste of talent that we had on the field.
Robert, take us inside your rookie year. You get into the NFL, you win rookie of the year right away. Just how were you able to have success right out of college? Take us inside that season.
You got to understand, I played in the sweat. And when we got to practice, let me tell you something. My first day at practice with Vaughn Phillips, Vaughn came up and spoke to the team and said, guys, this is what practice is going to go like today. He said, we're going to have 40 plays on offense and only 35 plays on defense, then we can go home. I said, coach, I can't get in shape like that. I'm used to working for 3 to 4 hours of football. And I was really prepared for the game because of the things I went through at Jackson State. We outworked everybody in the sweat. That's what made us all be so successful. We all came in shape and ready to play and to produce.
Robert Brazil with us, Dr. Doom, Houston Oilers. Back in the day, he was the first-round draft pick, sixth overall by the Oilers back in 1975. 147 straight games played. That sounds like a lot to me. Was that streak ever close to being broken? Did you ever go into a week saying, you know what, I may not be able to go?
No, I had to go. I promised myself I had to go. If it wasn't broken, you got to tape it up, and I got to go.
Wow. So you started 7 playoff games. I've asked this to Hall of Famers before, and I know it's going to be a tough question for you to answer, but in your dreams, was winning a Super Bowl more important than getting to the Hall, or is just the way it played out? I understand, but when you think about your career, would you have given one for the other?
No. It's a team effort, and I still hold my not going to the Super Bowl responsible on me. I put that on my shoulders. We had the same opportunity like all the other teams in the NFL. We did not play the type of football against Pittsburgh to get in the Super Bowl. We played Pittsburgh and beat them year to year. If they reshare win in Houston, they'll beat us in Pittsburgh. Or we win in Pittsburgh, they'll beat us in Houston. But on that given day, that AFC playoff game, sure Mike Renfro was in. Sure that was a bad call. But we still had 3.5 more quarters to play football, and we did not play Super Bowl football. So I hold myself responsible for that. And when it was time, I did not leave everything in my players and my last play on the field to get to the Super Bowl. So I'm going to give Pittsburgh the credit. They outplayed us, and they won more games than we need to than us that year.
Robert, you were so good at getting after the quarterback. Take us inside of, you know, maybe some skills as to what you think it takes to become a good linebacker or pass rusher at that level.
Well, you know, you got to know that it's all about numbers. It's all about seconds. It's all about this. I wanted every quarterback to know he got 2.5 seconds after that half second, he got to know where Robert Beal at, or he going to be either on your back or disturbing the whole offensive play. And that was my mentality. Be good in 2.5 seconds. Get to the quarterback. Don't give him time to do what he can do best. Don't let that running back get to what he, you know, Franco was in. I mean, Franco, I could see Franco now whining. Yeah, I remember. I said, no, Franco is going to be like this all day. You know I'm going to be on you. And they're trying to get to him sometimes. Rocket flies there. Now, Rocket slowed me down about it. Got to get credit what credit do. Rocket and I fought like men. Sometimes I didn't get that 2.5 seconds. 10.5 seconds to get that pass off. But the next 2.5 seconds, I was there. And closing, you got to be able to close the show, Jared. If you don't close the show, you won't win the game.
No doubt.
Reported that in the first play.
No doubt. I urge people to go back and listen and watch Robert Brazil's acceptance speech for the Hall of Fame. It's a beauty with his parents there with him and his extended family. And he is part of the residency program. You can meet and greet Robert at the Hall of Fame this Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon. He's going to be the greeter. He'll be there, and he'll be on campus, as they say, back home in Canton. I'll ask you one more thing. The Tyler Rose or sweetness, Earl Campbell or Walter Payton? They were both incredible. Was there any running back that you looked at? I know you just mentioned Franco and Rocky Blyer, but was there any other running backs in the league that you every week said – you got a little more jacked up for, a little more motivated to say he's not running on us today?
You know, I tell people this story all the time. I slept with the best two running backs in the NFL. And let's get this right, guys. In different beds. They were my roommates. Walter was my roommate at Jackson State. And Earl was my roommate at the Houston Oilers. These was probably the best two running backs. But in practice, they kept my game sharp, and I kept that game sharp. They wanted to be the best, and I wanted them to be the best. I did not take them for granted. Every play, I had to tune up my game and try to outdo them, because if they can outdo me, I ain't got to worry about the rest of the linebackers, because I'm going to give them the best pitch in the world.
Yeah. He was Dr. Doom, Houston Oilers, Hall of Fame class of 2018, first-round draft pick, sixth overall in 75. And one of the best to ever do it, one of the fiercest linebackers the game has ever produced. He waited 34 years. He's back home again. You can see him and greet him at the Hall this Saturday. Dr. Doom, it was an absolute pleasure. Keep being you, and we wish you good health and happiness as you keep going through this life.
Hey man, thank you, and I want everybody to come out soon, because this is a great program. If y'all would have witnessed what I witnessed today, you'll see why this resident program is such a nice thing for all of us to do as Hall of Famers. And I can't wait to see y'all on Saturday. Come on, guys.
All right. Love you, Blue. Keep shouting, my man, and we'll talk soon.
All right.
You got it. Robert Brazil, Houston Oilers Hall of Famer. From hitting quarterbacks to hugging quarterbacks up there in Canton. All right. We come back and we tell the truth next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Bo Bishop is a media legend. We have no idea where the other guys came from. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every goal, every game, every point, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a game-winning goal in the final seconds of OT or a shot on goal in the first period.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tell the truth with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
All right, CB, take us home.
All right, so around here, we seemingly love to make trade scenarios where it gets Justin Jefferson to those Cincinnati Bengals to pair up with Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow. I saw it from Kurt Benkert. He's a former Virginia Cavalier and looks like Green Bay Packer in his time when he played in the NFL. He threw out a scenario last night where he threw out the T. Higgins, Trey Hendrickson, and the pick number 18 tonight to those Vikings for Justin Jefferson.
Oh.
I don't know how realistic it is, but if you were in either chair, let's put you in the Vikings chair. If you were the Vikings GM, would you take this trade?
You know, I think Maddie and I have talked about crazy scenarios like this, and we both come to this agreement. We would answer the phone. I wouldn't not take the call. But the problem is then I'd have 11, 18, and 23. I'd have to pay Higgins. I'd lose JJ. I'd have to worry about Trey's going to want to retire in a few years again. It's just the talent that Jefferson is. I'd be handing him a brand new quarterback this year to pair him with, hopefully have a future with.
If I'm
I would not do it. I would not do it. I would be very tempted. I don't even know what it would take for me to do it because Higgins is not Jefferson.
No.
And so what am I getting other than that 18th pick? I am replacing JJ with a proven talent, but really not good. Him. But then what am I doing at 18 that puts this over the top?
You're packaging up two of these first-round picks to go get J.J. McCarthy or Drake May. So you could come out of this
thing. I can already get J.J.
Yeah, but I'm also giving you Higgins and Trey Hendrickson, right, one of the best pass rushers in the sport. So if I'm Minnesota, this would be very tempting. Very, very
tempting.
This
actually gets that crazy thing done.
It may be a hair heavy in what the Bengals are giving up in this.
I also think it'd be a horrible PR move for the Vikes. And I'm not saying they're in it for PR. That fan base is going nowhere. They're sticking with them. We've done it forever. They'll continue to do it.
Yeah.
But you trade perhaps the best talent in NFL at this age when you're about to then pair him with a new quarterback. I don't know if Higgins would soften that blow with Viking fans. I think it'd be tough. And you do have to think a little bit like that.
You do. There's no question you do. It's not a dramatic fall off in production. I wouldn't think, because we haven't seen T. Higgins be the guy in an offense for an entire year, too. So on the other side of that is, I think, what could be a very good wide receiver one with Addison, who you have in place, and Hockenson and Aaron Jones. And I'm like, and we get an extra first round pick and you lose Daniil Hunter and replace him with Trey Hendrickson. I'm doing it.
And they say, I mean, the Vikings, if you want to believe them, we're not looking to rebuild, but you punt your best player.
I heard Dan Orlovsky say you may have to pay Justin Jefferson $100 million guaranteed in his next contract. And I can't argue with that.
But we are going to have to pay Higgins.
No, I know what I'm saying. Like, just right now, even zooming out from this trade, $100 million guaranteed for Justin Jefferson.
All right. Listen. All this guaranteed money for guys that can get injured on every play, I know it's the price of doing business. It will turn your stomach. Not for them. Mm-hmm. They probably deserve it because they're taking all the risk.
Yeah.
But as a business.
I mean, just after Justin Jefferson sat back and watched Amon-Ra get, 70-something million guaranteed yesterday? Justin Jefferson's worth at least 85 guaranteed at signing? Maybe even 90.
I don't know. You got a generational weapon in Jefferson. It's tough to punt on him, even though you'd be replenishing him, like you said. I'd take the call, and then I'd somehow wriggle out of it, I think. Say no.
Why you always lying?
All right, the Daily Fan Poll is sponsored by ER Auto Care, Masters of Our Craft. The question is, what is your favorite part of the NFL draft? Is it your hope for your favorite team, the trades, the players' outfits? Or last, I don't watch the draft, which I all know between the three of us is not the answer.
Some may say the arm candy for some of the players, depending on who you ask, CB. Personally, I'm going to go with trades. I love when we get the logo switch, like when you come back from break and there's a new team picking at 3, 4, 5, whatever it is. So give me trades.
Yeah, I mean, it's borderline for me with my team on the clock and the trades, but... That's what gets you on the edge of the couch when there's a trade. Yeah. He's right.
And the truth shall set you free.
If you missed Ian Cummings talking NFL draft, Solomon Wilcots talking the latest news on the Bengals and a little draft questions with him. And then we just got done talking to the Hall of Famer, Robert Brazil. Wherever you get your podcast, type in Rothman and Ice. Those interviews and a lot more will be waiting for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the Rothman and Ice podcast as well and fire us up on the Fan app as well.
Two things that would very much surprise me tonight. If the Vikings don't trade up, and if Dallas actually takes a quarterback with their first pick at 24.
You talk about drama.
I'd root for that.
Oh, man, the drama would be crazy if they did that.
All right. We'll be locked in, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great rest of the afternoon. Conman and T-Bone up next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Death, taxes, and beating Michigan every damn year. This is your flagship home for Ohio State football. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
This is a fan action update.
Happy draft day. This action update's brought to you by Tipico. Betting when the quarterbacks will go is always a fun draft rock. Caleb Williams will go to the Bears at 1. Odds are minus 20,000. Jaden Daniels is minus 1,000 to be the number 2 pick. Drake May is minus 240 to go 3rd overall. Then J.J. McCarthy is minus 230 to be a top 5 pick. Then it gets interesting. Bo Nix and Michael Penix both over under draft pick number 32.5. For your Tipico action update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
The Fan.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keels. Baseball in Cleveland today. Sixth inning. Guardians have a 5-2 lead over Boston. Cleveland scored all 5 runs in the second inning. Meanwhile, in the seventh in Cincinnati, the Reds trailing Philadelphia 5-0. Columbus Clippers continue their series at Syracuse tonight. The NFL draft is tonight. Chicago picking first. The Bengals 18th. The Browns for the third straight year with no first-round choice. Wide receiver Marvin Harrison headlines the list of Ohio State players waiting for their name to be called. The man who fatally shot former Ohio State football player Will Smith today sentenced to 25 years in prison in Louisiana. NBA playoffs, Cleveland at Orlando, Cavs at 2-0 lead, the Knicks at Philadelphia, Denver and L.A. to meet the Lakers. On the ice tonight, Florida at Tampa Bay, and it's Carolina in New York to face the Islanders. This update brought to you by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, give Mark Levy a call at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every basket, every game, every point, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar, whether it's a three-pointer at the buzzer to tie the game or a player goes 2-for-2 at the foul line.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.